have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from Barcelona here in Spain on this very day, the second day of March in the year of our Lord 2014. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. As always, we encourage you to tell your friends and your relatives and your family to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. Please ask them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. That is who we are. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. And as long as we maintain this very message, as long as we remain without fear before our enemies, as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we speak the truth regardless of the consequences, as long as we don't change our ideology, our philosophy, as long as we remain relentless in this very noble quest, there is no way Biafra will not come. Biafra must come, and that is why we are here. This gospel is being preached in Spain for the very second time, and our hearts are heavy. Under normal circumstances, we will broadcast with a very clean heart. We will broadcast with a very light heart. We will make some jokes. But today things are different. Because our principal host here, Nonso Ejirika, lost the sister early this afternoon. The younger sister, the same mother, the same father, was killed in Lagos. Killed in Lagos because of the very useless entity, the Zoological Republic. Killed not that she was ill, not that anything untoward happened to her. Her only crime was to take a bus in Lagos. I have warned here, if we don't get Biafra, everybody will be affected. Every family will mourn the same way that Nonso is mourning today, the loss of her younger sister. I did not say cousin or relative. Direct younger sister. Killed in Lagos. She stepped out of a bus. Another vehicle came and killed her this afternoon. That is why our mood is very somber. You have to forgive us. But this very program must go on. This very message must be preached, that Biafra may come, that many more Amaras will not have to die. That is why we want Biafra. That evil such as this will stop happening. Her only crime was to take public transport. Ever since I have been in all parts of the world, the safest means to travel is by public transport. But not in the zoo. It is a disaster. They stop you in the middle of the road to present you to other motorists to kill. And a man has been with the sister in the back of the car looking for a place to place her. And they've not accepted it. Up to a few minutes ago. That is how sad and bad things are. This is Radio Biafra. We must go ahead. We are in Spain, so our number remains the same. We are in Spain, so you can get us via Radio Biafra on Skype, should you wish to do so. This very message must be spread this very evening while I wait for the very eminent barrister and attorney at law to please try and join us wherever you are. Once again, we're welcoming you, and the number to call is +34 602 +34 673 882. I repeat, +34 602 173 882. This is Radio Biafra on a day that Biafrans in the United Kingdom went to Wembley Stadium to go and evangelize and canvass people to bring the awareness of Biafra to the very people attending the match that was played out earlier today. Wherever you are, you must evangelize. You must come out to preach this very gospel. You must do everything within your capacity. You must do everything within your capability to ensure that the message of Biafra is spread all over the world. You must make sure you do the right thing. And that very right thing is to ensure that the unadulterated restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra is accomplished before next year runs out, or else there will be many more deaths, or else many more people will die for no reason, or else there will be misery and pain for families, the same way that Nonso is in pain today. Our coordinator here in Spain, the sister boarded a bus, and that was the end of her public transport, and now she's dead. That is the zoo for you. And people wonder why we call it the Zoological Republic. Where on earth have you seen a vehicle stop somebody in the middle of the road and disembark people in the middle of the road? Ask them to get down from the vehicle in the middle of the road. Where have you seen that happen before? And people say, how can you call Nigeria a zoo? It's worse than a zoo. It's a game reserve. How can anybody say that we shouldn't call it a zoo? When young people are dying, this girl graduated, there is no job, she's been looking for work. She has struggled very hard to make something for herself. Only today she traveled to Oshodi, and that was the only crime she committed. She went to Oshodi, and now she's dead. That's all. And that's it. Amazing. The zoo is amazing. I wonder why people cannot develop common sense. I wonder why black people love evil so much that they allow such nonsense to exist called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. I've warned before, I will continue to warn, that Nigeria is a death trap. You engage with Nigeria and you will die. You will perish. That is why we are here, to bring about Biafra. And that is why Biafra is going to come. That is why we will do everything humanly possible to bring about the rebirth of Biafra, or we'll burn the zoo down, everything in it. This year and next is very, very important for us. For those of you who are here in this part of the world, enjoying good electricity, enjoying very good road, I can see. You live in very big flats, bigger than the ones we live in London. You're having fun here. But somebody built this place. The people of Catalonia built here. You have no right to be here. You are economic migrants. You have no right to be here. Other people built it. If you're here, who is going to build your village? Who's going to build Olu, Omuahia, Aba, Okigwe, Owerri, Enugu? Aliens? Who is going to build Warri, Port Harcourt? Who is going to build Onitsha, Asaba, Agbo, Umunede? Who is going to build Calabar and Ekotekbene? Is it Owomumuo? Is it aliens from above? Are they not human beings that will be tasked with building all these places? It is your job to build it. If you like the good things of life, it is also incumbent upon you to do whatever you can to go and build where you come from. We are here enjoying. We are here having fun. We are here doing everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes. It is also your duty to ensure, to do everything you can in your own capacity to ensure that this very quest is accomplished as soon as possible. We are not here to play or to joke. We are here to preach this gospel without fear. We are here to preach this gospel without compromise. We don't dilute the truth. We tell you the truth. If you accept it, you go to life. If you don't accept it, you will live in death. And one day, the same sorrow that Nonso is passing through today will visit you, because you are in the zoo. Ever since all of you came to Barcelona, how many times have you heard or seen or experienced yourself somebody coming down from a bus and that person being run over and killed? Have you heard of that before? It has never happened. That is exactly how we want to go and build our place. To make it impossible. To make it impossible for people to die when they take public transport. That is what we want, Biafra. We want to build a civilized nation. If Queen Elizabeth is listening, if David Cameron is listening, we are telling them, if these people are listening, they must know that the reason why we want Biafra is so that the likes of Amara cannot take a public transport and be killed because they are in the zoo. We can't allow that to continue. And that's why we are here, to preach this very gospel this evening. With very sober heart, with very heavy heart, we must say, this is Radio Biafra. All the same, we must welcome everybody, regardless of where you are in the world. This world is divided into 24 time zones. And on each and every time zone on this planet, there is a Biafran somewhere listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. All around the world. And very soon our lines will open to confirm that very fact. Therefore, wherever you are, once again, we must welcome you. We must tell you that we are having a town hall meeting as usual, like the type we had yesterday here. And today is my last day in Barcelona for the time being. Considering the arrangements we are making, I'll be coming back here sometime in the future to conclude the discussions we started yesterday. My meeting here has been very, very fruitful and is something we must carry forward. Therefore, once again, we welcome all of you, especially those of you here. We have we came a bit way outside Barcelona. What's this place called, please? Martorell. Martorell. We are in Martorell today, outside Barcelona, to come and see our people and to bring this very gospel to them. I hope that the people that lives in this Martorell are fathered by genuine Biafran men and not by Hausa Fulani. I hope they are real, original, not fake. I don't want to address Hausa Fulani fathered bastards. I don't want them. I want genuine Biafrans, pure and refined. Only them can understand what freedom means. No other people in Africa understand the meaning of freedom the way we do. That is why we have autonomous communities. We are the only people on this earth with autonomous in their name, meaning leave me alone. That's the meaning of autonomous. Is that correct? Leave me alone. Is that correct? How, therefore, can you have an autonomous community in Olo and not autonomous community from the zoo called Nigeria? How is that possible? You want to be autonomous. Orumba West wants to be autonomous from Orumba East. Olo North wants to be autonomous from Olo South. Umuahia North wants to be autonomous from Umuahia South. But why is it that Biafra cannot be autonomous from the zoo called Nigeria? Does that make any sense to anybody? It makes a mockery of every useless autonomous community ever created. That is why we preach this gospel. And that is why our brains must open to accept it. This is Radio Biafra. Before we go any further, I will go to you people to introduce yourselves. Myself, I'm Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku Ibeku in Biafra land. If I want to go further, I will say bend the division. Because there is nothing like a state. There was nothing like the nonsense created by the British people when they came. Omuahia is a contraption, is a rubbish created by white men. Ovim is ovum. Oka is oka. O-K-A. Now spell it A-W-K-A. Everything is upside down. Elugu is now Enugu. Everything is upside down. We want to go back to where we came from. People here in Catalonia are doing the same thing. Are they stupid? Are the Catalans stupid?
No.
So why can't you learn from them? You live in a place seeking their independence from Spain. Have you learned anything from them? Or is it just to enjoy their water and their good road? And their jobs and the very fine apartments that you live in. What have you learned from them? What have you learned from Catalonia that you bring with you when you come home? If not for anything, learn independence from them. How to win your independence, because it's right to be free. Freedom is critical, it is important, and that's why we're here. And this is Radio Biafra, for those who don't know. We brought Radio Biafra to you so that you will not go back and say, "Mami Hanem, I don't know what they're doing. Nobody told me." I'm sure that those that mobilize around here, you told everybody in this area. Is that correct? So we will not hear any idiot from here come tomorrow and say, "Nobody told me." Is that correct?
Yes.
Or you didn't do your jobs properly. Nobody can say that anymore, because we've come here to preach this very gospel. This is Radio Biafra. I will start on the left. Who's our coordinator here anyway? Who is in charge of this very place? Who is the person here that if Biafra comes here, we say we are looking for that very person? Upstairs directing people. He will come here to tell us his name in a short while. Please, let's start with you once again. Your name and where you come from, your village, and then you mention Biafra land, please. I don't want to hear, of course, you know that Bananka. So if you're used to saying Imo State, Abia State, it's very difficult. But I've purged myself, I've cleaned myself of that nonsense. I never say I'm a Nigerian, impossible. I can't say from Abia State either. I've been training myself for that. The same way that I pray in the name of Chukwu Abiam and not any other person. Somebody gave me a verse to read in the Bible, and I shall do so later on. They asked me to read Romans 1, starting from verse 25, which I shall read. That any time you offer praise to anything else, not Chukwu Abiam, the creator of the heavens and the earth, you are committing idolatry. Idol worship. That's why we are here. That every honor and glory belongs to only one being, the supreme creator of the heavens and the earth, Chukwu Abiam. Chukwu Abiam is not a deity. Obuga arusi maka adiga ama ama Chukwu Abiam wu Chukwu Okike Chineke nna nke bi n'igwe. Please go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, from wherever you are listening, Radio Biafra from. My name remains Chukunoso Chinedu Onwumeshli, from Orumba North Local Government Area, Ufuma, Biafra Land. You are welcome on board. All hail Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person, please. The next person. The chairman is here. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. All Biafra, all the whole world.
It's okay, it's fine, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, all the Biafra and the whole world. I greet you this evening in the name of Chukwu Abiam. My name is Kelechi Mboji. I'm from Eziachi Olu in Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The next person, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Nonso Ejirika from Oberu, in all local government area, Biafra land. It's been a very sad day for me today, but anyway, we are here to preach the gospel of Biafra. May God bless you all.
You say, go ahead.
Hello, good people of Biafra. My name is Christopher Nwobo from Awka South in Biafra land. And also, we really sympathize with you. You have been working so hard with us. May the soul of your sister rest in peace.
You say.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. We welcome you back once more again in Barcelona. My name is Ede Augustus Anene from Kano East of local government area of Enugu State. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I said it is very difficult to get state out of you, isn't it? You say Nkanu is in Biafra land, not in Enugu State. Please go ahead, the next person.
Hello, good evening, my good people of Biafra. Once again, my name is Henry Oke Onwanumpe from Amike Olo in Biafra land.
Thank you. Is an Olu takeover? Olu will take over Biafra. Yes.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, fellow Biafrans worldwide, wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra live from Maturel in Catalonia. My name is Malaki Okoli from Ihioma Olu in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, she speaks Spanish. Is that correct? Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Fewatitere Obiefule.
Oh, that's wonderful. Obiefule, is that correct? Round of applause, please. Yeah, from
Samalo.
Jennifer, what Barcelona? From where are you from?
From Biafra.
Oh! That is wonderful. That is wonderful. I never mentioned Biafra. I even said Barcelona. But she looked at me and said Biafra. That is wonderful. That's a very bright girl she is. Very, very bright. The parents should be very proud of her. Please go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you find yourself on the globe. I say, my name is Onoha Charles Obiabulam. I am from Umuagas, Nemrempam, in Ahazumbise, Biafra land. Oh, hey, Biafra.
Thank you very much. The next person, please, your name and where you come from, please, if you may.
Hello, good evening, everyone. My name is Kinsley Okuchukwu Ezimora. I'm from Akwehead in Nnewu South Local Government and Biafra State.
That's better. We'll get there eventually. Don't mind. Slowly we'll get there. Go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafran. Good evening. Good morning. My name's Johnson Nadozie. I'm Ebwada in Mbitoli, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The next person, please.
Hello. Good evening. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. My name is Fabian Nwakire Uzoma. I'm from Amiibo. I'm from Ankorisu. Local government in Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, Biafra worldwide. My name is Mr. Uzoma Oloha. I am from Awala Isekenesi in Idato, local government of Biafra land. Good mama, did you know?
There were. I've been waiting for that name, Isekenesi. I've been waiting for it to come. Do you know that this is the first time it's coming up on Radio Biafra? Has anybody ever heard of somebody from Isekenesi before? So I am very, very happy that somebody is from there. And this evening you will tell me where your village got that name from. I've been wondering where that name came from. And today you will tell us. Can he tell us later on?
Yeah.
Or can you go and call your grandfather to him to... Do expo. You will tell us later. Go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Ikechukwu Paulinus Nwadike. I'm from Isunjaba, local government. Biafra.
That's better. Isunjaba, is it near Olu as well?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Is there anybody left there at all? Please go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Nkechi Obiefule. I'm from Omoba Eziachi in Olu, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Is this your daughter?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Please go ahead.
Good evening, all Biafrans all over the world. From Barcelona, my name remains Peter Chibike Emelayo. I am a native of Equirazo clan of Mbise in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Mbise is historical for Ahira and all the rest of it. Please, the next person.
My name is Evelyn Mboji. I am from Biafra land.
Wonderful. Wonderful. There have been trained very well. Very, very well here. Very well. Please go ahead, the next person.
Hello, good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Rufus Nduku from Umunobo Mobeziachi Olu, Biafra land.
My goodness me. So the strongest meeting in Catalonia must be Olu then, is that correct? Even in Valencia, it's Olu throughout there as well. My goodness. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening, my fellow Biafra. My name is Favour Ngboji. I'm from Eziachi Olu Umunomba. I'm from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. The next person, please.
Hello, good evening, everybody. My name is Grace Ezimora. I'm from Akwehead, Nnewi South Local Government, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, the next person, please.
Chimalama Angel. Uncle Didi. I'm from Biafra.
Oh my goodness. This is amazing. Amazing, amazing. Has everyone here spoken? Amazing. I am happy to be here. Not minding that we are mourning. but I'm happy to be here. At least the children, they've made us very proud. People will now be under the impression that the parents here in Catalonia, especially, that you train your children very well to recognize where they come from, which is very good. And it's a good thing also that you brought them out today, that the world may hear their voice. Maybe when you go home, you download this very program. When they grow up, you remind them of who they are. Eh? Exactly. This is Radio Biafra. Whilst I still wait for the barrister to please join us, I must make it abundantly clear that we are here broadcasting to the whole world with over 5 million people listening. We are formidable. We are everywhere around this earth. And this evening, you will know about it. We are here to preach the gospel of truth, honesty, and restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Once again, I must welcome those of you in this hall, and also those of them who are on their way, and the worldwide audience of Radio Biafra all over the world. We must proceed, and we must go on to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are reporting today that the EFCC, which is not actually news, they arrested one barrister, Ayodele Owoka, for attempting to bribe the operatives. What is news? Maybe he didn't give them enough money. He should try and give them more. Nigeria is the canonization of the terror created by United Kingdom, which is Britain and Lugard, that now harbors Goodluck Jonathan to be spreading extremely dangerous messages from unseen forces. We are going to look into who said that later on. You'll be amazed. World Islamic terror preacher Dr. Abu Amina Bilal has been given visa to visit the zoo. I told you that Jonathan is a joke. This is confirmation. Everybody has rejected this man. Everybody rejected him. But Goodluck Jonathan, in order to appease the Sultan of Sokoto, gave him visa to come. The Sultan urges collective action against Nigeria's enemies. Did you hear what I said? The Sultan of Sokoto is urging collective action against Nigeria's enemies. We shall find out those he's referring to. The hypocrisy of Obasanjo Buhari, Ibrahim Babangida, after receiving Jonathan's centennial bribe award. Nigeria has come to stay, they said. Obasanjo's plot against Jonathan, despite the latter's centennial bribe to the former. Obasanjo is still, of course, is Yoruba. What do you expect? Boko Haram, not is guilty, but Atiku insists we are all guilty. Everybody is guilty, including those being killed. The victims' families, you are all guilty. You, even those of you in Catalonia, you are all guilty of Boko Haram insurrection. It's all your fault, according to Atiku. And now, the news in greater detail. A legal practitioner, barrister Ayodele Owoka, has been arrested by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, over alleged bribery. Owoka, who is 47, was arrested on Thursday, February 27, 2014, at the commission's office in Ikoyi, Lagos, as he attempted to bribe a team of operatives investigating a case of contract inflation, abuse of office, stealing, embezzlement, misappropriation of funds at the Federal Medical Center, Owo, in Ondo State. This is what is happening where you come from. No wonder that the Amaragiel Nonso sister that was killed today, they put her, the brother was carrying her. Imagine carrying your own dead younger sister in a car, looking for a place where medical attention could be sought, looking for a hospital that will agree to issue autopsy certificate or report to say that she was knocked down and that she died as a result of motor accident or by an accident, so to speak. Can you imagine, all of you listening all over the world, carrying your own little sister's dead body in your car, driving from one hospital to another, seeking help. Somebody who is bereaved. And people wonder why we hate Nigeria so much. And this is the type of place that Obasanjo, Ibrahim Babangida, Sultan of Sokoto said they wanted to be one. Are you going to say that to the dead girl today that did nothing wrong, only to travel to Oshodi? That's her crime. That was the crime she committed. What crime did the brother commit? They called the brother. The brother came to the scene of the accident, picked up the sister's lifeless body, wrapped his own sister in a piece of cloth, and put the sister in the back of the car. Imagine carrying your own sister from the scene of her death. How would you feel? She died because of Nigeria. The reason why I'm explaining this is so you understand what is happening, why such a nonsense is happening. No ambulance, no hearse, none came. Why? Because of this. Because of this Yoruba man who is being indicted for embezzling funds meant for treatment of people. That's why he was arrested. Embezzlement of funds meant for the treatment of people. They stole the money. The Yoruba. Money meant for ordinary people. That is why when Amaka was struck, there was no medical help. No ambulance, no hearse. She died. In fact, if you have a very serious accident, the best thing for you to do, instead of you to be in pain, you pray for death to come. It's easier and quicker and better for you. And you wonder why. Because a man like this called Barrister Ayodele Owoka of Ondo State has embezzled the money meant for medical services. How will you feel if you take your daughter to the medical center here in Catalonia and they tell you there is nothing, that the person responsible for the drugs that will save your little daughter, that the man stole the money and ate it and ran to Madrid? How would you feel? These are the things that people are being forced to contend with. This man did not embezzle oil money. They've sold the oil and mapped out money to be used for medical treatment, and this man took all of it. One single person. When the wife is ill, she goes abroad. When he's ill, he will fly to Spain or to Germany. When the dog is ill, they'll fly the dog to UK, to the best vet in the world to treat their dog. But you, unfortunate enough to be called a Nigerian, may God help you. That is why we want Biafra. We say this every day that Britain may understand. We are not begging them, we are just informing them. That these are the reasons. Don't let the Sultan of Sokoto tell you otherwise. These are the reasons why we want Biafra. Because Nigeria is not populated by human beings. Monkeys are better than them. I have proof. I can prove it to you. Your average Nigerian, a monkey in the forest is better than a Nigerian. A monkey. And Europeans insult monkeys by calling some black people. Oh, he's like, who's told you that? Hey, monkeys are better than them. The money meant for the treatment of Amaka today is in the pocket of one man or one woman in Lagos State. Anybody that wants one Nigeria, my wish on them is this. May you one day carry your little sister in the back of your car, begging a mortuary to accept her. We must continue. The sheer weight of indignation and revulsion of most of the Nigerian population at the recent Boko Haram atrocity in Yobe is most likely to have overwhelmed a tiny footnote to that outrage. But of an inversely proportionate significance, this was the name of the hospital to which the survivors of the massacre were taken. The minute detail calls into question in a gruesome but chastening way the entire ethical landscape into which the nation has been forced. by insensate, they call it, leadership. It is an uncanny coincidence, one that I hope the new culture of religious tourism, they call it. Yawoyibo, but loaded with significance. Religious tourism. Spearheaded by none other than the nation's president in his own person, may even come to recognize as a message from unseen forces. For the name of that hospital, it is reported, is none other than the General Sani Abacha Hospital. Can you believe that? They named hospital after Abacha. How can they want Nigeria one? For one Nigeria. We are saying it that Britain may hear. We are the only people projecting your voices to the ends of the earth. Nobody does that for you, not BBC, not CNN. We are the only ones standing, defending your interest. Nobody will do it for you. That is why we are indispensable in your lives. That is why you need us more than we need you. Do you see the name of the hospital? General Sani Abacha Hospital. Amazing. And people are comparing these people to monkeys. If I'm a monkey, I will rebel. We are lower than monkeys. Most black people are lower than monkeys. General Sani Abacha Hospital. Amazing. He was a vicious usurper under whose authority the lives of an elected president and his wife were snuffed out. Mind you, these are Wazirike's friends, Al Mustafa, a friend of Masob. Under this very ruler, Sani Abacha, there was torture and other forms of barbarism, which then became enthroned as the norm of governance. To round up, 9 Nigerian citizens, including the writer and environmentalist Cancer, we are hanged after a trial that was stomach-churning, even by the most primitive standards of judicial trial. And in defiance of the intervention of world leadership, we are speaking here of a man who placed this nation under siege during an unrelenting reign of terror that is barely different from the current rampage of Boko Haram. It is this very psychopath that was recently canonized by the government of Goodluck Jonathan in commemoration of 100 years of Nigerian trauma. Do you know that Jonathan gave an award to Abacha? And people say that black people are monkeys. I am a one man standing in defense of monkeys, saying you cannot compare these senseless vagabonds to monkeys. You can't do that. Monkeys are better. Jonathan gave an award to Queen Elizabeth. He gave an award to Frederick Lugard. I don't know. Amaka is resting in the Lord somewhere. But to be honest with you, sometimes maybe where she is now is even better, to be honest with you. Because when you lead a life where your essence has been taken from you, where you can no longer reason like a human being, something created by Tukwu Abiyama, what does that tell you? What does that tell you about who you are? That Jonathan, of all people, gave an award to those that colonized them and killed them. Gave an award to Lugard. Jonathan gave an award to Abacha. Dear Lord in heaven, I won the battle. I knew it from day one that this man was. They say, no, don't say they have a plan. He's Biafran. There's one plan they have inside the house. I said, let me agree before they say I'm still stubborn. You know, sometimes when I say no, they say I'm still stubborn. So sometimes I have to agree with people so that they see the error of their ways. I have not made any wrong call since 2009 started broadcasting Radio Biafra. No wrong call till today. Anybody I tell you is bad is bad. If I tell you somebody is incompetent, that person is incompetent. None of them. When it was fashionable to be praising Peter Obi, I told them Peter Obi is a bad human being. Before Kurocha came, I told them. Here we are today with Jonathan, giving an award to Abacha, canonization of Abacha. I need water to drink, please. We must continue. If my voice sounds funny, it's because I've got this very horrible cold. But we must go on. This is Radio Biafra. We have to broadcast. We don't have any choice, do we? Our next news is even more shocking than the previous one. He was banned by governments in the UK, United States, Australia, Germany, Kenya, and other countries across the world. A renowned extremist and Islamic terror preacher, Dr. Abu Amena Bilal, who lives in Qatar, has been issued a Nigerian visa to visit and preach in the country. You people are indeed in very serious trouble. Oh, dear Lord. The Sultan of Sokoto, this same man again, that was responsible for all the Boko Haram attacks, he was the one that asked Jonathan to give Boko Haram suspects 3 million naira each. This man. That the family came from nowhere, Senegal, some of them from Senegal, some of them from Mali, to conquer and defeat Hausa people. These people are not original to the geopolitical space referred to as the Zoological Republic today. They are aliens, they came. And today they are the ones calling the shots. Let's hear what he has to say. The Sultan of Sokoto Al-Haji Saad Abubakar II has appealed to Nigerians to unite and fight the enemies of our individual and collective progress, because that is the only way we can solve the challenges facing us as a country. He spoke in Jos Plateau State when he visited the Gbongbom of Jos, that Jacob Ogieng Buba, in his palace. The Sultan was in the state to attend an annual general meeting of the alumni of the Nigerian Institute for Policy and Strategic Studies. Alhaji Abubakar said, all of us as Nigerian citizens have common problems of poverty, hunger, unemployment, extremism, insecurity, and we will be able to solve these common problems if we are united as a people. We can't overcome these challenges if we are divided. Hence, our unity is not negotiable. This man is telling you that the British government talks to them all the time. We are decoding this now in plain English. What he's telling you is that Abubakar is saying that he has the authority from the British people to keep you as slaves forever. The same people that gave you Christianity, Apostolic Church, Assemblies of God Church, Anglican Church, all this nonsense, Presbyterian Methodist, Kebehano, that the head of Islam, the spiritual head of Islam, is confirming that the same Christians that colonized you and handed you over to them said they can keep you as slaves forever. That's what they're saying. The British is so scared of Islam that they will kill all of you to appease them. Do you know what the arrogance in this man's statement, that the unity of the country is not negotiable? Who has been ruling the zoo? Is it not Hausa Fulani people? Who is responsible? I'm asking the so-called Sultan. Who is responsible for the poverty, unemployment, extremism? Are you people extremists? Who is responsible? This is why they don't want you to have media, not to educate and enlighten you. This man is saying that as long as they live, you are their slave, and there is nothing anybody can do to help you. Not even Rome, the Catholic. Can Rome save you? That says no. Anglican Church, can Canterbury save you? No. The answer is no. The Pentecostal in association criminals, Pentecostal, they are armed robbers, war armed robbers, Pentecostal churches. Will all those preachers in America with their fancy jets come and save you? You only have one person to trust, Chukwu Abiyama. Because what is going to happen this year and next, you will know he's God. And you will worship him forever. All the so-called Christians, that a Muslim man is saying that I am your owner. Where is your Christianity now? I'm waiting. Where is it? Why is it that Islam, Muslims are not afraid to stand up and say they own you? How many times has a Christian from Cannes stood up and said to Muslims, this country must be divided? How many times? The zoo belongs to Fulani people. If you don't know, I'm telling you now, you are nothing. You are nobody. He's telling you that their unity is not negotiable. Before Lugard came, was Olo under Sokoto Caliphate?
No.
Before Lugard came, was Wari under Sokoto Caliphate?
No.
Before Lugard came, was Onitsha under Sokoto Caliphate?
No.
So it was the same people that gave you your Christianity that handed you over to Islam. Why can't the Pope say, leave the Christians alone? Has anybody spoken on your behalf before?
No.
But the Muslims can speak because they own you. You are their slave. Former president and head of state has expressed gratitude to President Goodluck Jonathan for the centenary award he gave them in Abuja on Friday. They declared that Nigeria has come to stay. That is the basis of my questioning of the rationale or the intellectual capacity of a black person on that statement. Nigeria has come to stay. Who created Nigeria? A black person?
No.
An African?
No.
Do you see why you cling on to Christianity? Do you see why? Because you see, you have no value for yourself. You don't regard who you are. Isn't it? This Nigeria you're dying for, was Nigeria created by a black African?
No.
The same way, I will ask you again. Was Christianity brought to you by a black African? Now, do you see that the same brain, that part of your brain that doesn't work properly, that clings on to something that you don't own, you don't have, is the same thing that is making you to refer to yourself as a Nigerian? That is why I can prove scientifically that if you refer to yourself as a Nigerian, you cannot be regarded as an intellectual. You are not intelligent. I can prove it to you. Let us ask a very simple question again. You are in Catalonia. Do you think you can bring your religion and convert Catalonians to follow you?
Sure.
Eh?
Sure.
Are you a human being?
Yes,
you're a human being?
Yes.
Are Catalonians human beings?
Yes.
So how come they can convince you but you can't convince them? How can we believe our? You have no regard for you. You know there's a saying where we come from. I come here with Oba. I need to get gare. It Oba. I'm talking Megan. May God help us. Chukwuabia, I mean. Obasanjo is plotting against Jonathan. That is not his Yoruba. He will plot now. That's his job. Him and the Yoruba is to plot. That's their job now. Can anybody tell me what Yorubas contribute to the economy of Nigeria? Sorry? Parasite. You know, parasites are different. You know that? Some, at least, they gives you something. You know, worm is a parasite that lives in your stomach. If you don't have any worm in your stomach, you'll be sick. Do you know that? All the time. So everybody has a bit of worm in their stomach to help them. But there are other parasites that contribute nothing. You know, api, you know the one that's not scorpion. You know, thick, the one that is on Akoronama. You know, the one we used to get when we go to school, primary school in those days. You know, we used to pursue grasshopper, opara. You know, that's how we play. You know, these days have jungle, all those things. We used to chase grasshopper. Is that correct? During free play of 1 hour. We'll be chasing it. We'll be flying, we'll be pursuing, we'll be pursuing it. I was telling Nonso the other day that, do you know why we don't kill when we grow up? Do you know why we are not killers when we grow up? Because we have done our own bit of killing when we are small. Remember when you take salt and put on an earthworm? Didn't you kill cockroach? We killed everything now as children, is that correct? That is the way for us to do all our killing. So we don't kill human beings. But look at Europeans. Can you allow a small child to be walking alone on the street? It's not possible now. There is a coral. It will hide. You know where you. It will be sweet. It will be very sweet. You know some of them is very sweet. Your mother will look at you 2 or 3 times and tell you have something there. Come, let me see. You say no, but it's very sweet. Even when she's trying to bring it out, you say no, leave it because it's sweet. When you scratch it, it's very sweet. That is there sucking your blood. Is Yoruba? Yoruba? That's who they are. That is our news for today. A day of very sober reflection. We are coincidentally, we lost somebody. And at the same time, somebody is facing, supposedly or allegedly, facing the law or the wrath of the law. Because they embezzled money meant for a hospital. And they say they are human beings. On a day when the Sultan is telling you that I own you, you can't go anywhere. And the question I have to ask the Sultan of Sokoto, you are the head of Islam. Am I Islamic? The answer is no. I am not. So who gave you the authority to speak the way you do? It's the British. Nobody else. In other words, Britain is in agreement with Islamic countries to hand us over to them. You don't know. To appease them. There is no extent the British will not go to appease the Muslims of the world. So we are calling on humanity to help us, those that have heart. Because Islam is going to take us over. Maybe starting from Olu. Is that where Richard comes from? Yes. He's from Olu? Yes. From Idato? That's very good. At least we are not beginning to cut him off from Olu. Do you know he's bringing Islam to you? Do you know that all your hospitals are being managed by Hausa people? All the general hospitals in Imo State, do you know that? Do you know that this man brings in thugs, hoodlums from Yoruba and Hausa land who are Muslims into Imo State? Do you know that under his reign you have the fastest conversion of traditional rulers to Islam? Do you know that? Eze Fatai. Eze Musa Dimona. His Royal Highness. Eze Musa Dimona. From where you come from? I hope none of you is related to him. Can you say about Abu Hagawa? That family should be shut down. That name of Okorocha should be wiped away from the face of the earth. It's a disgrace to us. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will soon open, and when it does, you can reach us via Skype or via the telephone number. But before we do so, we'll give you the microphone. If you have anything to say, anything at all, any questions, I understand that there are Doubting Thomas is here. How did they come or did they run away? Because when they see me, sometimes they run. If they like, we can go to their living room and do broadcast from there. So their wives will see how cowardly they are. I'm here. Any question you have regarding Biafra, regarding this very project, you can ask it. And I will answer you straight. Not come tomorrow, next year, diving around. No. I answer a question direct, not like a politician. Because Chukwu Abiyama determined that I should come. He did not send for me. God said that I should come to preach the truth to you. I'm not your leader. My job is to tell you the truth, that you may change and repent and become something, the children of God, which was why you were created in the first place, to worship God. Chukwu Ebuka, Chijindu, Chinasa, Chukwu Mnonso, Chidebere. And I keep asking this question every 2 days. Do you have any other country on this earth that worship God by the name they call their children? No. Any other people? No. So does that not tell you something then? You are the children of God. The person you call Jesus Christ, his name is not Jesus Christ. You know that very well. Was he a Hebrew? Was he a Jewish man? Is that correct? From the house of Judah.
Judah, yes.
Is that correct? He's from the house of David.
Yes.
Is David a British man?
No.
Is David from Italy?
No.
Is Joseph the father of Yeshua? Is he from Greece?
No.
Where is he from?
Judea.
Judea. Now, does anybody answer Jesus in Judea?
No.
Is that name a Jewish name? Is that name an Israeli name?
No.
Is the name Hebrew?
No.
That's number one. So his name is Yeshua. Do you know the meaning of Yeshua? Chizoba. God saves. And as I asked them before, I lost this very audience here. Have you met anybody from Catalonia that answers God saves in Spanish, in Catalonian language, sorry? Huh? Have you met any Mr. God Saves from England before? Or from the USA? Mrs. God Saves? But you see, for them to steal what doesn't belong to them, for them to convince you that Yeshua did not go to a synagogue, for them to convince you that somehow you have another God, they had to change his name. Did you hear that thing they said? Ichibu Wanketa.
They give me the back then.
We are here to educate you, to enlighten you, and we're also here to learn from you. Like the meaning of Isiekenesia, we'll hear it tonight. Here. This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody here have anything to say? Any questions? Anything you have to say? And mind you, we came here with love and affection. If we don't love you, we will not be here. We want all of you to come with us into Biafra. We want you to go and worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty where you come from. Because you cannot sing the Lord's song outside. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that means every church you're going to outside Biafra land is rubbish. Because you cannot worship God in a strange land. When did Israel become very strong? Is it not when they went back to Israel? From 1948. Now they are very strong. Before that, were they strong?
No.
Now, can you kill an Israeli and get away with it? Uganda tried them, took hostage. What did they do? Have you seen 90 Minutes at Entebbe? Did any of you watch the film? 90 Minutes at Entebbe. The current Israeli Prime Minister, Netanyahu, the senior brother, led the attack. The only person diverted it to Entebbe Airport in Uganda, under Idi Amin. They went there and freed them. Even 2-3 days ago, they were charging a man for war crimes, 90-something year old. But in your place, a Biafran, good luck, Jonathan, gave an award to go on who is a killer of his own people. Ndeshoji. Black people. Talk about black. Have any of you here washed black pot at home before? Itauni. Have you washed it before? No, I don't think so. If you have washed Itauni before, if you see it, you get sick now. You know, we didn't know how to wash it. So we start with soap. It takes nearly 2 days. God bless you. You bring sand in. Then if some of you that grew up in the township, I can see your skin. They give you vim. You know vim? Yes, you start scrubbing it, him and no more daddy. Those of us in the village, we use, you know, palm. Palm frond. Is that correct? And ash. Yes, that's our vim. Ash. And then you wash this pot. And you know the funniest thing? After washing it clean, they still go and put it on firewood. So you know that after a while, all that punishment is going to come back again. That is why when you dress up in the morning, they ask you not to go into the kitchen. Is that correct? Before you mix with the pot in the kitchen. And they know you're from the village. This is Radio Biafra, please. Who has something to say? Our brother looks, he's reflecting. He's reflecting very deeply. If you have not washed black pot, I suggest you do so. Not, will it work today in washing machine? You know, dishwasher. Eh? Is it you, Tenoko? You put it on dishwasher. What do you think happened to the dishwasher? Yeah? This is Radio Biafra. Please give somebody the microphone to speak. They must speak here.
Good evening, Biafrans worldwide. The greatest. I can say the greatest things that happens to Biafrans worldwide in this present era that we are is we fighting for the freedom of Biafra. Realizing who we are, coming back. At times when you are in the zoo, the Hausas or the Fulanis, the Yorubas, they ask you one silly questions. And they said, don't you people remember what happened to you people during the 70s? That is during the war. And I bet you, and I used to say or tell them that there are youths, people like me and many more, that have been born not during that wartime. We don't even know anything about the war, I will tell you. But what I know is the current situation that my people are passing, and enough is enough. It's hard time that we Biafrans worldwide, wherever we are, will stand up and we will clinch to what belongs to us. And what really belongs to us is this very Biafra. There is no mercy over it. There is nothing like running around trying to say I'm one Nigeria, I'm whatever. One Nigeria or zoo, one zoo is just a word of mouth. But reality is Biafran. Because whenever they touch, whenever you and an Hausa man are having a misunderstanding, the first thing they do is that same property that we, the Biafrans, we are running off. That same property we are trying to protect. It's the same thing that they go on. They kill us, they take our properties, and yet Nigerian government have never stand up for one day. Or even the elders of the country have never stand up for one day and said, no, enough is enough. And some of our selfish brothers, really, they are worsening up the matter for us so much. They made their investments everywhere up and down outside the zoo. Outside Biafran land, they make their businesses in the zoo land there. Biafran land is empty. There are a lot of space for a lot of things to happen. We are people who have been blessed that people from everywhere can still come to our country because we are a blessed country. If we have our own Biafra, it's a blessed place that everybody will come. They will bring businesses, everything will happen. Do you know that the zoo, they don't want us to prosper because if you can remember, Aba has been existing very, very long time. And they have quality products that we can be able to showcase this product to the world, to the African countries, and we can grow with it. But they suppress all these things. Now we can easily go to China and promote China. I bet you at times, even the China product is not better than the Aba product at times. My brothers, my sisters, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, it's hard time now that we said enough is enough. How can an Hausa man, a Fulani man, a cattle rearer, be moving with AK-47? He's not a force man. He's not a police. He's not a military. He's rearing only cow. How many lions is he going to kill with AK-47? That he'll be moving around the Biafran territory with AK-47. And these people, they can easily kill our brothers. They can easily rape our sisters. Nobody will come out and say anything. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Every Biafran should stand up and face the reality. All hail Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody else have something to say before we go to the lines? Please go ahead.
Fellow Biafran, good evening. Once again, my name is Peter Chibike Emelayo. In addition to what my brother has said, what I want to add again is about our information, because many of us are not informed. But the fault is not to be put on anyone, but rather to be put on them. They have to take the fault, because most of them, it depends on what they want to hear. Some of us don't want to listen to the radio. Some of us prefer to listen to other things. Because one thing I believe in our ideology is that what your father or your mother, what your parents tells you is what you ought to believe in your progenitors, in your ancestors, in your father, your immediate parents. You have to believe in what you hear from them. But the situation today in our life, it has turned to the extent that most of us don't want to even listen to the news that should feed us, that should inform us. Rather, we listen to things that deforms us. So what I want to add here is that it has come to the extent, even what is happening to us as a people, it doesn't touch most of us. Selfishness have choked us like a disease. Whenever you are talking to some of your brothers, what is happening to us as a people, they don't care. If you check the estimate, if you begin to calculate, look into future with the way we are going, you will see that if care is not taken, we are going to an extinct. But it doesn't touch most of us. Most of us think that maybe if it is better with their immediate family, it is okay. But they don't know what is ahead of us tomorrow. So the rather if we stand this very moment to take an action to stop what is about to happen, if we don't do it, if we neglect it, our children, our grandchildren, they will suffer more than what we are suffering. If care is not taken, as all of us are scattered all over the world, you will see that it will reach up to an extent. Igbo land, the Biafra land, will be taken away by the Hausa Fulanese and will become strangers in our father's land. So why I'm saying this thing? Let it sink into every individual Biafra or Igbo man. Whatever that is happening to us or your fellow brother elsewhere or at home, let it be your problem. Let us look into our common interests as a people. My fellow dear friends, I greet you all.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. How about our women? Do they have anything to say? We have some people over there. What do you have to say? If you have any questions, please, you can put it through to us and we'll be able to answer you. Please go ahead.
Hello, good people of Biafra. My name is Charles Obiabulam Onoha. I'm direct from Obiwood Onugo to Kingdom of Nemene Community in Ahiazum Bise, Biafra land. I just want to make a contribution. And this contribution is all about with the Biafrans, especially the Igbos and the other parts of Biafra. This struggle of restoration of Biafra is not only for the Igbos, because I have met some of our brothers. They thought that it's only the Igbos, that the Igbos are in front. Maybe tomorrow we are going to put them behind. It's a lie. I just want to let them know today that we have to fight together. We have to fight this war together in order to achieve a goal. Because I watched a comment Asarid Okubom made. He said that the greatest mistake they made was to help Nigeria against Biafra. So that word, I have been looking at him, but there's no action taken. So I'm appealing to every Biafran, wherever you are, whether you speak Igbo or you don't speak Igbo, we are the same brothers and sisters. If we make the same mistake dividing ourselves, we are going to do the same mistake our fathers made. My very self here, I belong to Ogweri age group in my community, meaning we are the people born during that war, 1967. The Ogweri is my name.
I thank God that I'm one of the people that survived during that time. So I'm just trying to tell our people, this is the time or never. There was a word Bob Marley used to say. He said that two children that were born together in a hospital, they begin to grow. And one stand up and told the other one that I'm superior than you. He said, where did he get that knowledge? Who gave him that impetus? How did he get that right to tell the other one that I'm superior than you? So the same thing is happening in the place called Zoo. The Hausa should be telling you that they're greater than you. Who gave them that right? So please, this is the time for us to stand and get what belongs to us. I believe there's a word the French people used to say. They say that, c'est l'homme qui a peur, sinon y a rien. Meaning that man is just afraid, if not there is nothing. There's nothing happening, he's just putting fear into himself. So when you wake up and find out that there's nothing, you move ahead and get whatever you want to get. The same man standing there is the same person like you. He can do you nothing. So go forward and get what belongs to you. Let us come together, wherever you come from Biafra land. Come together with your brothers and sisters. Don't feel ashamed. Don't feel shy. Don't remember the past, the mistakes our fathers did, our brothers did during the war. Don't remember those things again. Let us come together and achieve a goal. Let us put a meaning to our own generation. Because if we continue to remember those things, we are going to make the same mistake. So I help all Biafran wherever you are. Stand on your feet and claim your right. All hail Biafran.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are transmitting from, not Barcelona, is it?
Matrebo, Barcelona as well.
Please go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Nonso Ejirika from Ogbero, in all local government area of Biafra land. I just want to say a few words about this day, our people, you know. There's something wrong. You know, the difference is, we think that these people, they are Christians. There is difference between Christian principle and Christianity religion. We are practicing Christianity religion, and these people are practicing Christianity principles. Our parents make us junkie, religious junkie. If you are a junkie, and when you just, you know, when you smoke, what do? You think, and you went away from reality. We are away from reality, and these people, they are in it. They are not away from religion because we practice religion and they never do it. Then only their principles is under religious principle, but never practice. Okay, see now in Somalia, there is a war. Every Arab country does war because of they practice religion. Have you had any white man country that have Islamic principle on there? Never. No Arab country with Christianity principle. Never. I don't care who you worship. But the problem is, when you practice religion, you are away from reality. That is it. That's why we don't have light. We don't go to moon. We don't have road. We don't have water. Because we think Jesus can do it. Simple as that. When you have an accident, you say, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. What about the pothole? Are you not away from reality? If you tap the pothole, you prevent death. If an Oyibo man die from cancer, what the Oyibo man will think that, how can I stop this cancer from the next person? But the African man will say, God has bring and God has take. So that goes it.
It's terrible.
So I want us to start, because this Radio Biafra is not a radio station, BBC or all this. It's a different thing entirely. The example of the coal, charcoal pot, we don't know what that can be, but when we get home, we'll start thinking about our people need to be clean. Take nuclear, free yourself from mental slavery. You can be religious, it's nothing wrong. If you see a Muslim man, you say, how are you, my friend? But this mentality of religious, we will die. In Spain, here, there are Christians. Have you ever seen how many Pentecostals here? No one.
How many Anglican churches are here?
There is none.
How many Methodist churches here?
There is none, because they are principled.
How many apostolic is here?
None. Even the Amaji over here, we are the people who worship Amaji over here. Not them.
Their principle is religion, not every day. Oh, you say you are, which church you worship? What? Nonsense. Anyway, I don't want to go into religion too much because our people, they are religious, they are away from reality, so they will start attacking me and say God will punish you and this will that. And, okay, but that is all. May God bless you all, Biafrans. I don't want to go further from that because tomorrow I will have enough on my Facebook page. May God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. There is something that we are doing here that people must understand. You can worship anything you want to worship. That is your business. It is when that mode of your worshiping interferes with your ability to reason, which makes it impossible for us to create a good Biafra. That is what I'm concerned about, not what you worship. You can do it like you could want to be now, but it's your business. I don't care. Is when you bring that mentality into the realm of reality. There is a difference, as Nonsense, between spirituality and reality. The reality of the fact takes you away from superstition. That was how they conquered us before. And we promised you that the same mistakes of the past will no longer happen. It can't happen. Not this time around. Not with us. It can never happen. That is why we are here. I asked you before, now, who brought you everything that you believe in? Is it yourself? The answer is no. Why would anybody believe in Nigeria? Because somebody else brought Nigeria. As simple as that. Why are you Imo State, Anambra State? Somebody else gave you Imo and Anambra. Has anybody from Biafra land created a state before? The answer is no. Gowon did. Abacha did. And, is it Babangida or is it Shagari? I don't know who created states anymore. Is it Motala? Yeah. Created states, yes. Have you created any yourself? Have you actually sat down, people from Orumba, from Idato, from Olosadan, and say, why don't we call our state Isekenesi? No, you can't. Please. If NASA, please give the microphone to our brother to tell me the meaning of Isekenesi, where I got it from. Please, before we go to him, we want to learn today. Please, give him. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening once again. As I said before, my name is Uzoma Chinedu Olua. I am from Awala, Isekenesi, in Idato, local government of Biafra land. According to what my father told me, the town Isekenesi was named after the market days in Igbo land. Because in Isekenesi, it was made up of six villages. And each village in Isekenesi have a ke, which was among the market in Igbo. Because in Igbo land, we have Eke, Afo,
yes.
Olie,
yes.
And Unkwo.
Of course.
And there are some villages in Isekenesi that have Unkwo, they might not have Olie. Some have Olie, they might not have Afo. But in Isekenesi, each and every village in the six villages have this Eke. That is why it was named Isieke. Isieke.
Yes.
Isieke.
God bless you. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you very
God
much.
God bless you. You're a good man. So, this is not the head of a python smelling. You see? They have, in fact, every market day there is a ke. And do you know the meaning of Eke? Creation. And for him to have every particular village in his place to have Eke as a market day, if you go and investigate, something happened there. Isi Eke Nisi, is that correct? I thought it's Isi Eke Nisi, that the head of a python is smelling, that you put in the fire. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. I wanted to take their call and they are gone. There must be more disciplined. You see that? They are coming back again. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Abia, so I'm calling from Israel.
From Israel, you're welcome to the program. You're not from East Ekenesi by any chance, are you?
Huh?
Are you from East Ekenesi by any chance?
No.
Okay, please, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, shalom, sir. In Israel, we say shalom.
Yes. Shalom.
Good evening, the director. First, I'll try to acknowledge your effort in making this work, because at times I always say, what engine is in your body that you don't even break down? I can't imagine, but I know it's the grace of God upon your life. I want to use this avenue to remind our women that we'll be having meeting by 9:30 p.m. It's almost time. So we are saying every woman worldwide should come on Skype. We are having our meeting. It's Biafran time, 9:30 p.m.
So,
we are calling upon everybody to come online right now.
Okay,
yeah, we'll have online. Our meeting.
9:30 Biafra time. For us, it's 8:30, isn't it?
So, yeah, so it's 9:30 p.m.
It's 1 more hour to go, my dear sister.
Yeah.
We are here with the Biafran time as well. The time now in Biafra is 8:24. So,
okay, by 9:30 p.m. we'll be commencing with our meeting.
No problem. I will be ending by then to allow you to do your meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Sir.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, please go ahead.
Yes. My name is Rufus Sundugu. My question is this. When I was in Nigeria, I was hearing this Biafra, everything. But later, Wazirike came in. Through Wazirike, there was a lot of trouble over there. So the team was divided. So I want to know which Biafra are we now? The new Biafra or the same Wazirike that misplaced everything?
Well, Wazirike does not own Biafra, does he?
No.
And does anybody own Biafra? Anybody can come and say whatever they want to say in the name of Biafra. He doesn't. Can anybody associate us with Wazirike or Masov? Can they do what we are doing? We are not criminals. We don't steal. We don't go to you and say, if you put your container down, you give us 20,000 naira. We don't do kidnapping. We don't do raping. We don't invite a killer like Al Mustafa to come to our land. We don't campaign for PDP. We don't campaign for the likes of Rocha Sokorocha. We do not campaign for Good Luck Jonathan. We don't speak from both sides of the mouth. 1 minute you are a Biafran, the next minute you want Igbo presidency. We are not him. And can never be. The Biafra we are doing is raising the awareness and consciousness of our people all over the world to enable them go and get what belongs to them. You will get Biafra, not me. If I get Biafra for you, I become a dictator. If you go and get Biafra, you decide the type of country you want to live in, where men and women are equal before the law and before God. That's what we're doing. That is why Chukwu Abiyama is our leader. In the olden days, the word number one, Mbo, is holy. Because God, Chukwu Abiyama, is number one. So there is no one in our counting. Do you know that?
Yes.
There was no one, Mbo. One was not there. It's reserved for God. That is why he's going to lead you. We are only here to serve you. Wazirike is a leader. We are not leaders, we are servants. I don't know if that the difference is clear at all, isn't it? Very, very clear. We are not the same. We don't cheat, we don't lie. We do not lie. That is why we don't pay Yoruba papers to publish about us. You know, it's very easy. You are better go change 50,000 and a day. What indigenous people of Biafra are doing. Today, do you know we went to Wembley? Did you see white people with the t-shirt of Biafra in Wembley Stadium?
Yes.
Do you know how many people went to Wembley today and how many people heard about Biafra today? But Yorubas won't write about it. But we are making headway because we are going to lobby British people, not British government. We will lobby British people so that any of their government that stands up to say no to Biafra, they vote the person out of office. Do you understand? We know what we are doing. Can anybody tell me the achievement of Obazurican Masop? One achievement. One achievement, Kamcho. And let nobody say awareness. Even a cockroach can raise awareness. He has done nothing for his people apart from sit on the bones of the 3.5 million dead to make money. And do you know what you're going to do on the 30th of May? The blood of all those people will go on his head once you pray. You see? That is my prayer now. If I have ever lied to my people, cheated them, if I have ever done anything that is not to get Biafra, on the bones of the 3.5 million, let my lineage be wiped out, not just me, but my generations to come. Can he say that? Can he say that? I'm asking you. Can anybody from Obazurike's camp say that? To come out and stand on the bones of the dead. It wish, you see, if I have ever used the name of Biafra to enrich myself, let me die and my generation to come. Can he say that? But if I have loved my country, if I have served you in truth and honesty, if my hands are clear and Chukwu Abiyama is God, then Biafra will come to vindicate me. I don't lie when it comes to Biafra. For me, Biafra is sacred. I send a man I remember here, what are your mama? When it comes to Biafra, there is nothing that compares to Biafra. If you ask me to sacrifice my family tonight to get Biafra in the morning, I will do so twice. Because Biafra is the only way you can worship God in truth and honesty. Do you know that? Without Biafra, you can't worship God. You cannot. It's impossible for you. God cannot hear your prayers. Don't think when you buy a 19-year-old Mercedes-Benz car that you're blessed. A little Hausa boy from Niger Republic will stop you at Benin and take money from you before you drive past. That means you are nobody. You are not blessed. Do you know that? You are not in control of your destiny. Your destiny is out of your hands. Therefore, you are not a human being. The only thing that can put back your destiny in your hands is Biafra, because with Biafra you'll be free. I did not say Igbo, because Igbo is a language, not a people. Do you know that? They don't know. Igbo, like Yoruba, is a language. Do you think Yoruba is a people? It's language spoken by the people of Oyo, the people of Ijebu, the people of Egba land, the people of Owo, and the Ewe people. It is not a people. The main people are Oyo people. Here we tell you things you don't know about, because we are Radio Biafra. In this bag here, I have books here. I read all the time. Don't think I go back and I do nothing. I keep studying all the time. Sometimes I work for 20 hours a day. Has anybody come up to refute what I said on this radio station before? About anybody? I beg them to come and debate me. Free line. We will call you. Indicate your interest. If you last 5 minutes on the air with me, I will then know you're educated. Only 5 minutes I give you. And you will unravel. We must go forward. Who has something to say, please? Have they said everything they need to say? Did I answer your question, my dear brother? We are not and can never be. It's an insult. to compare us to that man, an insult. Please go ahead.
Yeah, that.
Go ahead, it's on, it's on, go ahead.
Okay, I want to thank all the Biafrans around here. And Director, especially, I want to thank you for the great job you're doing. So, my own little contribution. My name is Ono Mwapoese. I came from Amoka, here, a local government area. You know, our people is very easy to deceive. As I'm here now, all of us who believe in God, you know, with the type of lineage we have with God, that's why some Yoruba people try to, how they call it in Spanish, they say aprovechar, you know, to take advantage of that thing to exploit the people. I haven't heard them condemn the killings of Christians, their fellow Christians in the zoo. I haven't heard them talk about corruption or even campaign. Desmond Tutu is a Christian. He's a Catholic. He's a Baptist or whatever they call it. He fight and stand in front. But in our own case, our own pastors, they stay behind and help to finish up the people they're supposed to save. You know? So what I'm just saying here is that all of us believe in God. We pray. But I can predict that from now on to, at least from now to 1 week time, these Boko Haram guys or the terrorist guys will kill more than 100 people in the zoo. If I'm a Yoruba pastor now, maybe people count it and get the number right. You know, my church will be booming. Our people are easy to deceive. They are easy to deceive. So, Director Carrion, I don't have much to say here, you know. I want to thank all Biafrans and tell our people to wake up and try to get themselves back, because this life we are living is not life. Go to Morocco, you will see our people on the way. Go to everywhere in the world, they are there doing many jobs. While their lands are blessed. Blessed with milk and honey. It's an act of stupidity for any human being to stay abroad or stay in one corner and tell me he's very, very enlightened or very, very educated.
Not possible.
Without going back to his land.
To where you come from.
And claim what belongs to him.
Impossible.
Go that place. This place is mess. I've been there many times. It's a, even the zoo is a very nice.
Yes, you. I'll come back to you. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? He's gone. He's gone. He couldn't wait. We have a caller on Skype. Can I have your name, please, and where you're calling from? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Okoyonkike. I'm yes. calling from Bergen.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to set our coordinator, Chukwu Nonso, how I feel about the sign at this evening. So, well, his sister is my sister. So, I'm giving out my heart condolence to him and the family. That's one of the things we see in the zoo. So he should be, he will take heart what has happened has happened. It happens to all of us Biafrans. So he should not mourn alone. We are with him all the way.
Thank you.
So Director, on the other hand, I want to use the opportunity to tell everything about the good luck. Jonathan, if you take a very good look at where this man is behaving, everybody is getting tired of what is his action in Nigeria right now. But for me, I still want, if if barrister is listening, I still want to employ him to still have a little patience with this man. Because if you take a good example of what is happening in this man's life, I have had him one time he said in the church when he went to that, when he looked at the picture of things in Nigeria, he refers him back to what happened in Egypt. And the same story is going to repeat itself. Then, if you remember carefully, if you read the book of Leviticus and the Exodus very carefully, you know that when Moses went to the priest of Midian, when he get back from the priest of Midian, when he got the message from God to go and tell the people of Israel that time ago, he starts going to the elders, disengaging them from the parliament of the Egypt, because all the laws of Egypt, they are built by the Jews. So he starts disengaging them from the properties of the Egypts. Likewise, now good luck is disengaging our Biafran from the Nigerian government. When I'm looking at it, I see maybe there's hands of God I don't know, house of two of them is in there or whatever, but I still believe that little time still should be given to the man. Maybe it's God, or maybe it's acting an ignorant. We shall all come to see the reality, because with good luck or without good luck, Biafra is going to come. Nobody can stop it. Secondly, like you have already said, that the death of Nonso sister, if our brothers in America, in England, wherever you live, and you keep a silent in this matter that's happened to our people, because you are living in America or you have water, stay there, you cannot come out and join the struggle or stay out. Those who has name, you should not come out and stand for this. Help must surely come to the Biafrans, and you in America or whatever should be perished there. There's no two ways about that. Mordecai told Esther that once, if you feel that you are, because you are married to the king of Ahasuerus, and you feel that like your sisters and your brothers are comfortable in the king's house, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will send us helper from somewhere, and you and your family will die in the palace. So anybody who is in a Biafran and a meaning Biafran, keep a silence in this struggle, in this crying, in this marginalization, simply because he got a British passport, he got an American passport, he got a family there, he has everything, and he keeps silent. Surely the Chukwuebia must surely bring help to Biafran, and there and their family must surely perish there. That's only the little contribution. And the way that claim Christianity, because sometimes I feel like to drop my Torah and preach no more. You tell us that you go to Catholic Church in our home, the Romans are there, you watch our sisters, our brothers, our people are being marginalized, are being killed in North. You claim that we are one family in Catholic, Roman Catholic. You keep it silent. You Anglican people, you know that we bring us from England, you England watch our sisters, our brothers, our fathers are being killed, and you keep silent. What our people are thinking? Sometimes I don't know how our people think. It's all that who bring you religion, and they don't care about you. But they bring it for you from America, and they watch you die, raped your sister, killed your brother, and all this, and you keep silent. In fact, sometimes I feel that our people, what is wrong? Not all the same. One thing I know, that in this struggle, whether anybody like it or not, the Chukwuebia must brought it. Even only one person should go to sing that love song in Biafran land. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We have people all over the place. Does anybody here have something to say, please? Yes. Yes. Does anybody? Yeah. Oh, no, you want to round up for me, please, very quickly. Round up for me.
Okay, just to round up. Our brother who just called now, he's talking about the people who have passports somewhere without playing any part. Well, they're as well almost like dead people, because if you are not thinking home, you carry your family and get out from the system. It's better, it's almost like your generation is lost, because it's just a matter of time. Even if you don't have kids, it sounds almost the same, because if you have 10 kids outside without taking them home, it will just take about two generations without your name will just lost. That's one thing. And the other one is, he's talking about help. The help is already at hand, because this Boko Haram stuff will stay there for a very long time to come. With that self, the zoo is coming to an end, even without shooting a gun. That's the truth. So take care.
Thank you very much. What you have said is absolutely right. I mean, is the Boko Haram, I don't know, the Sultan of Sokoto, does it mean he doesn't see what Boko Haram? Did he condemn Boko Haram?
No.
He said extremism, because they're the ones financing it. Amazing. I have an announcement to make, which I shall make in a very short while. But this is Radio Biafra, and people are calling us. Let us see if they can have the patience enough to stay, so we can take their call. Give us a name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
They
call on the phone? No, they're not listening, are they? Give us a name of where you are. They call on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Yes. Good evening. Please give us a name again.
My name is UK Okri from Owerri, Imo State. I'm calling from Sweden.
You're calling from Sweden. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, I want to thank you for the marvelous work you're doing for the people of Biafra.
Thank you.
I've been listening to this Radio Biafra for some time, and I like it so much. I'm so happy that we still have great people who come out from Biafra land to speak for us and to make us to everyone to come out. Director, I'm so happy. I'm glad that this is happening.
Thank you.
I thank you very much, Director. And I want to thank also Barrister Emma Bezel, Romonde, and Uche Mefo for the good work you guys have been doing for the people of Biafra. I want to thank because she's a great woman, for doing the good work over there in the Biafra land.
Thank you. Rita Nebogo, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Ngozi Madu for bringing the women together.
Yes.
She's doing a great job.
Wonderful. Wonderful work she's doing. We are all grateful to her for what she's doing.
Director, I want to take this opportunity also to announce men of Biafran to come out wherever they are. Let's join hands to get this come to pass. Let's join our men struggle they are doing. I want to call all the women of Biafran, wherever they are, all over the world, to come out so we can be able to go through this struggle.
And I'm sure they have heard you.
So I also want to announce to the Biafran women in Sweden that we will be having our meeting tomorrow by 6 o'clock, Biafran time.
Okay. 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes, 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay, that's for Biafran women in Sweden, is that correct?
So they can connect to Ngozi Madu on Madu 1040. She will be able to connect them.
Okay, Madu 1040, Biafran women in Sweden. Do we have Biafran women here in Spain at all? No, we don't, not yet. But we have some
and
ladies.
I want to call the...
Yes, please go ahead, my dear sister. Eukaria, go ahead.
And I want to tell the Biafran women is, they should not be hiding their men. They should not. Not for...
We are losing your line. Eukaria, yes, Eukaria, we are losing your line, but we got the gist of what you're saying. And they are going to come out. They have heard you, and they will come out. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Catalonia. We are broadcasting to the whole world. Let's see who's on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Tony from Imo State, Nigeria.
You are from Imo State in Nigeria?
Yes. I've been hearing the things you have been saying, and I want to ask some questions.
Yes, your line is not very stable, but you can ask the question. Go ahead.
What is the aim of this Radio Biafra?
What is what?
What is the aim of the Radio Biafra?
The aim of Radio Biafra is to inform you, to educate, to enlighten you, and then to guide our people towards the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Freedom. That's why we are here.
Are we going to actualize our freedom in the foreign land or in the city where we are meant to actualize it?
The manifestation of the work we are doing in a foreign land is in Biafra land, where we come from. But we have work to do. Are you living at home now?
But I'm not in Nigeria, but I was in Nigeria a few months back.
Okay, so where are you calling? Hold on.
Like a wave of Biafra, a wave of what they are talking about.
Hold on. Where do you live? Where are you living right now?
I'm living in North Asia.
In North Asia?
Yes.
Which country, to be precise, please? Which country is that?
I am in India, New Delhi, India.
You are in New Delhi in India, but you are not in the village.
Yeah, but I was in the village the past few months.
Okay. Well, we are also in the village a few months ago. You see, what we are trying to do is to sensitize our people, because more of you are outside than those inside. The whole of Olu village is here in Spain. So if we actually go home to preach Biafra, we won't find any of them at home. Is that correct?
I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So many few countries that have got republic that you know of recently that have got republic, did they get it staying in abroad or did they get it staying in abroad?
They got it by planning it abroad. Every revolution in the world is planned outside the territory. All of them. From Yoweri Museveni. All of them.
I want to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Is it true that Scotland is now a republic on their own?
Oh, dear Lord. So it shows you don't listen to news. You don't read. Do you have internet access?
Okay, now I want to ask you a question based on what I said right now.
Go ahead.
I have been following the Scotland and their republic. Are they in America or in Russia planning about it? Or are they in the Scotland, also in UK, planning about it?
Scotland is not planning or having freedom fighting. They're not planning for their freedom. They are looking for independence. There is a difference between freedom and independence.
Must we fight before we get our freedom?
Yes, I want to fight. I don't know for you. Me, I want to fight. Thank you very much. It's very simple, isn't it? So you don't know there's a difference between independence and freedom. You don't know that? Now he knows. Any question you ask us, we answer you. So do you think I want to go and get Biafra by drinking tea and coffee or eating suya that has been poisoned by Hausa people? Then they give you Biafra. You turn Biafra into another useless Nigeria. Mark 2. My own Biafra, I am going to fight for it. Do you know why? So that when you get it, you will value it. Why are you Christians today? Because when they came with the Bible, they cut off your heads. I have realized one thing about black people. If you want something to last long, kill as many of them as possible. They will follow that thing. We are going to fight. If you cannot fight, you donate your money and sit in Europe. Let us go and do the fighting. But we promise that we will deliver Biafra to you, a very clean, walkable Biafra that is clean, very clean. Where if you go into a bus, you will not die. Not theory. Do you know the amount of discipline that goes to sustain a civilized society? Do you know how disciplined or restrained you have to be to finish a can of coke and not throw it through the window of the car when you're driving? Do you know what it takes to do that? People must understand what we are doing. We are not here to joke. Oh. We are very, very serious. We are not joking here. Very, very serious. Let people not think we are joking. Anyway, they will know that this is 2014. In a short while, don't abandon us. People say, oh, why? Give us assurance you won't disappoint us. To be honest with you, I'm afraid of you. You will disappoint us, not us disappointing you. Two things you can do, funding or you devote your time. That's all. If you don't want to fight, you sit in Europe and watch and go to the news and listen. In Syria, are they negotiating in Syria? Did they negotiate in Southern Sudan? Did Eritrea negotiate with Ethiopia? Did East Timor negotiate with Indonesia? The reason why, in fact, that is even too extreme. The reason why Scotland is going through the means that way, because there is democracy. And there is one more thing. Scotland themselves decided, they voted to go and join United Kingdom 300 years ago by vote. So by vote you come out. If you take my land by force, then by force I must also retract my land from you. Is that correct? Very simple. This is Radio Biafra. Who got something else to say here? Or we go to the line. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, Reto. Good evening. This is Chizoba Emenico Usuala.
Chizoba, stay where you are. Let's take this call. Just stay where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, this is Angel Nora Jacobs calling from Sicily, Italy.
Yes, that is the new secretary to the coordinator of all coordinators, which I shall announce later. Ikechukwu Enyiagu is now more or less our secretary of state because he's in our headquarters back home. So he will do that. And our dear sister calling us from Sicily will work with Thomas Onyema, who is now the coordinator of all coordinators worldwide. Thomas Onyema of United Kingdom. He has done exceptionally well. Exceptional. Please, my dear sister, go ahead. Go ahead.
There's something I want to throw more light when my brother was talking about religion. Right from the time when the Yoruba, during the coup of 1966, the Nigerian politics have dwelled on ethnicity and religion. There was a time that we were being, Igbo men were being massacred. At night, they were being poured acid at night. They have been killing us for a very long time. 700,000 universal massacre. Not thinking about imposing the final solution to keep Igbo quiet. That is the Sharia law. We are not Muslim. Therefore, they cannot bring their own religion to dominate us. Too much of domination of this religion brings stupidity. That is why all of them, they are now stupid people. So therefore, we all here are going to join hands and build this nation they call Biafra. We want a country devoid of cheats, murderers, terrorists, tyrants. Imagine the bulletin saying that IBP is not. What does it know that it's saying? Obasanjo killer is saying. IBP, the ringers of election. Buhari pleading for security when he is the father of Boko Haram. How can Buhari be asking for security in the zoo when he is the father of Boko Haram? We all here now, we run to this country, does not mean this is our own country. We cannot even boast of going back to Nigeria. Is it that you are kidnapped? Or your grandmother is being kidnapped? Or you didn't even come down from the airport? Or your luggage is missing? A country that is not safe. This is a country that we all rebuild. We are never Nigeria. And we will never be Nigeria. I want you all to make sure you go and read the books concerning Biafra. We have never been Nigerian. We have never shed their mark. We have never been with them. And we will never be with them. We are a nation standing on our own. A God-fearing nation. And so that is what we build for our children and generations to come. Not leaving a legacy of doom for our children to follow. So I'm calling in all the old brothers, men, women, woman abroad to come out and let us get this nation called Biafra. Sometimes I wonder how Thomas is. Thomas say Biafra, say Biafra did not say Wazirike did not say. Are we there with Wazirike? Is there collecting his own bribery? Going to Abuja collecting his own money? People are being burned down. Is it in your Borno state? And the Sudan of Soweto is there raising hand against us again. We on our own. So it is time on our head. We live. We should all come together as one. It is time we all stand up anywhere we are. We just stand up. Because when you read, you know that we have been really marginalized. According to Okonelo Duku, he said that a federation consists of parts of a country that one will not be preposterous to the other. But right from the time of Okonelo Duku, that has been preposterous to the other parts of the nation. Is it that Awolowo is being used, or a particular man is being used? So it is time we all stand up. Many of them are dying. Imagine what your sorrow. I've always been telling you people, you should trace the lineage of this man. You should help me to trace the lineage of this man. Because I've never seen an Igbo man dominated by Muslims. Imagine the hospitals in Imo being marginalized by Muslims. When you have headache now and go there, they will give you another injection, not headache injection. They are killing our people more and more. It is time for us to create awareness. And the Hausa Nachinama and Emezia Mumu.
Thank you. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's not something we should laugh. Actually, but the family had Emego Nama. They are not goats. Ausaram. That is what they think we are, but we are not. We are more educated. In the whole world, we are more educated. The people are everywhere. We are everywhere. More enlightened, more educated. We have everything that it takes to be a nation. Imagine a Portuguese marketer saying that our nation, Biafra, is greater than Europe. And we are here, still waiting for Boko Haram to come and Boko Haram us again. They are Boko Haram us, so we will be here. Imagine. Every day, the cankerworm of Lugard is still moving around. Lugard is dead and buried. He's gone forgotten. We are still moving around. Still, Nigeria has been expired 100 years now. It has expired. We are still going round and round. Some of us are saying, is it true? Imagine, brother, asking us from the zoo, what is the purpose? And he was laughing. He is laughing. They have finished them all. And he's still laughing. He's laughing over there. So I'm calling on all the OBF men or women. Anywhere you are, come out. Because they are specialized in Ibu Nama. Or is it the suya that you people will miss when they go? Is it the suya you people cannot be able to do? We do not really have goats. Don't we have native goats? Is it the suya you will miss? You people should stop eating suya. Come out in mass, I beg you. Come out. This battle is once and for all.
Thank you, my dear sister.
One oil, one hand touches oil, it touches everyone. This time is for us, all of us, to fight this battle. So I am calling on everybody, come out in mass, please, I beg you. Thank you, Director. God bless
you. And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. As I said before, when you get Biafran women, come out, you get Biafra. You know, Biafra is very close. Very, very close. I made an announcement before, which I must repeat. You asked us to go. You know, our brother was saying, are you going to get it from abroad? He doesn't know that IKHB Enyaku is at home. That Tosita Okeke is at home. That Rita Nibok is there already. That we are building something phenomenal that the world has never seen before. As I said to them, we have to do our own freedom fighting in style. So they will know it's Biafran doing it in a very unique way. Our headquarters is at home. We have an office at home. The worldwide headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra, at Enugu, of all places, our capital. And the Iketuku is there to run the overall administration of this very movement right now as we know it. And for that reason, he will no longer be burdened with coordinating all the coordinators worldwide, because there is limited. Somebody was talking to me yesterday. Was it or not who was speaking? The infrastructure you need to run a worldwide movement does not exist in the zoo. Is that correct? The telephone system, the internet, the Skype calls, everything. Ikechukwu was able to do it when he was in Malaysia, because believe it or not, Malaysia is advanced. So he cannot carry out that duty there because we don't have the infrastructure to do it. That is number one, and because the burden is much. Number two, and number three, Thomas Onyema has performed excellently well, exceptionally well, to position the UK where it is today. And that is why Thomas Onyema will coordinate all the coordinators in the world. I mean, all the coordinators in every continent, in every country around the world. And Thomas Onyema will report to me. Ikechukwu will report to me. I'll report to the editorial board of Radio Biafra. And Barrister Mamezu, as the secretary of the board, will report to the executive council. And the executive council will form their policies and will give it to me and ask me to implement it. And that's what I do. Do you now see our chain of command? People say, oh, what is your stream? And then I go, what is your structure? We want to make sure that if you cut off any part of this movement that is compromised, the rest can keep working. Do you understand it? That is why I report to the editorial board. Barrister Mamezu will take that message to the executive council. Based on that, they will formulate a policy. And they will contact me and tell me what they want done. And we execute it. That is our job. To get things done. I don't believe in theory. I believe in practicals. That is why I said, they give us Biafra or we burn the zoo down. You know, they have SUV. We are begging for money. But they have SUV. Is that correct? They have everything. This time around, you will know that Chukwu Abiyama is God. Not by folding our arms, though. If he says you move, you move. When the time came and they said you must relocate back home, we did. And many more are going to join them. That Biafra may come. And I am not going to be the president of Biafra, nor the prime minister. That is what bothers our people. Only two things puts them off. Money and leadership. The reason why I am doing this is so I can go to heaven and say to Chukwu Abiyama, you asked me to do something and I did it. Very simple. Because our job on this earth is to worship God. Therefore, anything Chukwu Abiyama asks you to do, you must do it now. Isn't it? And our commission is to go and get Biafra, to set his children free, to be considered worthy to preach to Biafrans all over the world, is a unique position that I am worthy. But there are those fathered by Hausa Fulani people, you see them grumble, they can't debate, they run. They write 1, 2, 3 things, they run away with fake pictures on Facebook. I've been teasing them to come out. With truth, facts, and reason. Very soon they will be in a state of shock. Very soon they will be in coma. Intellectual coma, I must say. Because then they will know that anything we promise to deliver, we deliver it. It's you, don't let us down, that's all. And then you see what we can do. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue unrestricted. We must continue to take your calls if we can. And also move. I think I kept somebody on the line, didn't I? Yeah. On the phone. Chizoba. Yeah, well. Yeah. Chizoba, can you hear me?
Yeah, Loretto. Thank you very much, sir.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I just want to commend you, sir, for the great work you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very much delighted. So, first of all, I want to this is a big sorry to my general coordinator for the great loss we have just shared today. I pray God to give him a great heart to bear the loss. You know? So, secondly, I want to commend our people in Matore. They are doing very fine. And with their women, you know. So I want to encourage them, let them come out more because, you know, the struggle has started. The Radio Biafra today has finally made it to their place. So it's left for them on now to come out because I hope they have a lot to gain being a Biafran than the Wamaka they are in now, you know. But I must commend their their chairman for the great work he did. Make sure that this radio broadcast from that place is a very great work. I must commend him for that. So, Director, the thing I want to say is that I just want to say a very big thank you, because the work you are doing is very marvelous, and people are commending. Though there are a lot of people that don't want to show their face there, but here they've been calling me, telling me sorts of things. I know that this thing you are here, this Barcelona, is making a great wave, and I'm very sure that we will make a great impact in this Barcelona. So I want to just commend you. Thank you very much for the great work, and we have our land. So be it, as Chukwu Abiyama has designed it. Thank you very much. This is what I want to say.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very, very well. Thank you, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We may have somebody on Skype. Which one? Give us a name of where you are. Please, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. My name is Peter. I'm calling you from New Delhi, India.
Peter, who? What is your surname? I haven't got Bugede.
Okay.
Not stable at all. I don't know what is happening to it.
Yesterday was the first day I heard of this, and I was very, very impressed. I was in the meeting today with my brothers. You said that.
No, the line is not stable, and it's not from your side. The line is not stable at all, and it is not from your side. It's from here. The network is not entirely very stable. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening. Again, because I always call. They think talk that maybe I have gone away because I've been talking about discussing about Biafra for all of them. But till then, I tried to make sure that I would get Radio Biafra this last week, but I couldn't. So that I would tell them that not that I'm running away, but we are doing background work. And now we have achieved a lot of good things. Even today, we have our meeting, and they come in a multitude, and the many Biafra came today, not even ordinary Biafra. A lot of people came. So, and they contribute, which today they make me a treasurer, which I know that money will be coming from Denmark now to Radio Biafra every month, as we have decided. Every month we have to contribute to Radio Biafra. And I tried my best, because I was in an Igbo meeting yesterday. I even discussed about this Radio Biafra to them. I said, you can go. I explained everything for them, and try to ask them questions. Tell them I don't know if what I'm doing is English, because Radio Biafra have gone to London, Italy, Germany, many places which Igbo people accept him. But I don't know about this Denmark. I don't know. Maybe I'm myself that contributed for this transmitter, because we have not heard anything about radio since I came to Denmark. Now we start hearing about radio, which we hear the news and hear what is going on. Here that we have bought the transmitter, here we have sent the transmitter, here that we have registered in UN. You can go to UN and check if we have registered or not. Here that when you want to type the anything concerning Biafra, you will see the name will appear in capital. I tell them everything. Then later on, they decide that everybody here can join, anybody that wants to join can join. I said my thank you, people are, because many people have gone there, they don't listen to them. But yesterday I was there, then they listened to me, and the men after that, 10 people gather and they start asking me about the Biafra. I start telling them what we have done. We have bought transmitter, we have tried to send it home, we have contributed from Denmark, some people, how many three people, and one woman there are telling me, because we have called the woman, and later on the woman just leaked the secret for me that these people, that this somebody that always fight every time whenever I'm talking about this Biafra. He listened to Radio Biafra, she was in his place, and he listened to Radio Biafra for his place. Now everybody is coming down in Denmark. I'm promising the Radio Biafra that we are coming up, and I believe that we are going to vibe Radio Biafra by God's grace, because we know we are capable. Even those people that they are soldiers, some people volunteer themselves, they are going to war. If the war come out, which they are already registered. And what again I want to tell them in Denmark is, please, my Denmark, Biafra in Denmark, you people will know I'm not, I can no run away, because I'm born as a Biafra. And I can never run. I will die for Biafra. And I will stand for Biafra. And what I try to tell you people, that we are not going to be behind. No matter anything, you people have to come out. As we have come out today, even though you people have contribute how you can, even money and advice, which I promise you people that we are not going to fail. Your name, as all those people that contribute, will be registered in the Radio Biafra, and we are going to send this name, and we are going to give you the invoice, any invoice that you pay, any money, 50 euro, 10 euro, 20 euro, we are going to give you invoice. And to tell you again, we have registered in Denmark. We are registered already in Denmark. Our coordinator tried, and we already registered. And the PLO, our PLO is a man, a really good man. He has tried so much. So I thank you people. I know that this month, our money must go to Radio Biafra so that our name will be stand there. So we are not, I'm a treasurer now, and I cannot disappoint you people. Hold me responsible. If anything that happened for money, don't hold me responsible. Everybody know me in Denmark here. You come in Watabuago, I can never run away. So you try to come out, and then what we are doing is reality. And if you don't come out, those people, the letter, what I want to say now is, some people that they claim they are evil, but they don't come to meetings. When you free them, they will hear, but they are afraid to come. What I will advise all, we that live Biafra, when we get this Biafra, before these people will come to Biafra, we have to find a doctor. So we draw all their blood out. I will join my own blood because I'm a live Biafra man. I will contribute blood for them. So what will do? You know that blood out from them and join my own blood so that we give them, so that they will reason like a human being, reason like a Biafra. Not that they will just come, maybe when you talk, you know how I know about the people that are fathered by Yoruba. Whenever you talk, discuss about that, they will come out. But after that, you will see them, when you tell them come out, they will run away. You know those people you say, fathered by Yoruba. But those people, when you tell them, oh, come out, they don't listen, they just make arguments. You know those people fathered by Hausa people. So what I'm trying to say again is about what is happening in my, in Kano. Director, many people is missing. In my village, two people is that have not seen them. And they have been searching for these two people. We don't know what is going on in my village, in Kano. Yeah, I don't know what is going on. And again, I want to advise those people that call themselves Igwe. If you die, don't think that you die, somebody will go and kill people. You people know who I'm talking about. You have to tell your father. If it's your father that died, they call Igwe. If it's your father that died, please tell those families, don't kill human beings for those people. But if that is not your father, if it is not you people are killing those people, you better, because this blood of these people will go from generation to generation. And the your people is in this abroad. The children of this man, you are in abroad. And you are leaving this man to be killing people and using to bury for this man, which I don't know if it's true. I don't know who kidnapped those two people. Children, 5 years, 10 years, they are going to Odala, where they're playing and they're starting for Odala to kick and link. And you people go and kidnap them there. It will not be good for you people. And it will never be good for you people. And the concerning the Hausa Fulani that is coming to this our farm, destroying this cassava and everything. Director, I'm really tired for this people. But what I'm trying to say, I already have four people here in Denmark that volunteered them. So this is reality. That volunteers, they said they will fight. That I already write their name down. So, director, that's how I want to say it. Thank you so much. May God Almighty continue to bless you. I cannot tell you that thank you, because the thank is coming. What I will say is, may God protect you and guide you, even though, that in that particular day, all of us will rejoice. And God bless the man Mezue, and he can tell that live his life for that particular zoo, which I know that nothing will happen to him. And the Kalamande, the woman that is, even if, I don't know if he has, if somebody has put Biafra blood on her, but because she's a big Biafra woman, God will bless her too.
Thank
May
you.
God Almighty continue to bless us. We make it in Denmark here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much for that well spoken. Does anybody else here have anything to say? Please, this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting for Catalonia. Who has something to say? Please, any questions? Anything you have to say, any question, you are more than welcome to do so now, please, if you may. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. You are a good man. Please, I have a question to ask, because 3 days ago, I read the newspaper that Igbo leaders, led by Nwabeze, have decided to discuss about separation in the conference they are going to hold, in the confab, yeah? So my question is this, are they doing it, or have they decided it on their own, or because of the pleasure the leader of Biafra are mounting on them? Thank you.
Yeah, there is a saying where we come from, Onya wala na wuli konnem kishio kejumaka. So wherever they may have gotten their conviction from, I think it is welcome. But there's also a note of caution. They have led us down this path before. They have promised they will do this and they will do that, and nothing came of it. So we are waiting for them to deliver on their promise. Once they do, then we can praise them. Is that correct? And we can praise them now. It will be like good luck, Jonathan, that we are praising, saying he's a Biafran, he knows what he's doing. And he sacked Hejrika. Sacked Estelle Odua. Released Boko Haram from jail and gave a word to Lugard. I mean, so we wait and see what they have to say. But for us, we are not shaking. We are not deviating. We are very, very consistent. We will do everything humanly possible to get Biafra. That's why we're here. And we shall do so. We shall do so. We don't know who convinced them. But of course, they listen to Radio Biafra. They know that the pressure is, we know we wrote to everybody, you know that. We wrote to all the traditional rulers. We wrote to them saying to them, confab or no confab, what we want is Biafra. Simple. They got it. All the senators, they got it. So, we will not claim credit for it. It doesn't matter who gets the credit. As long as Biafra comes, that's what's important. Thank you very much. Thank you. Anybody else?
From Barcelona here, from Matorell here, all Biafran around the globe, you are welcome on board. My name remains Chukunoso Chinedu Ongumechili from Urumba North Local Government Area, Ufuma, in Biafra land. With a heavy heart, we are commiserating with our brother who lost his immediate sister. And we pray that Chukwa Biama will give you the fortitude to bear the loss. Our brother, our coordinator, Nonso Soki Ejirika. Actually, Director, I wanted to comment on the news which you presented about what Jonathan have been doing, the gift he shared to Queen Elizabeth and her likes. Actually, I want you to know that he's bribing those that will support him into his next presidential bid, which he is planning to go into. And him going into that next re-election, actually, I don't think he may come out there alive. And what happened to our brother Agui Ironsi is like trying to repeat itself again, because Nandi was na Nketa Ongunebu, na Ongunebu Adekwenu Lisinsi. And what am I trying to say? Our president, being the president of the zoo, Jonathan, if he's listening, he should know. Because I heard Chanios TV saying that they are trying to play Jonathan's comment when our general is being buried. Jonathan said like he is like he's seeing himself inside the grave. It's like him himself is being buried as Ojukwu is lowered down the grave. And him being at the helm of affair of the zoo, knowing that he is a Biafra, and have refused to don the thing that we give the Biafran freedom they need, it makes me to be wondering as if he is one of those who were fathered by Hausa Fulani fathers. Like some of us who have been hearing the news of Biafra and have refused to participate in what have been going on. Most of them, when I met them on road, I said, these people, I can't dialogue with them because I used to think maybe that the Hausa blood is the blood that is running in them, because any Igbo man, any Igbo woman, any Biafran who is a core Biafra that have blood of Biafra running in him, supposed to know that the only thing that is paramount to every Biafran is the freedom, the sovereignty of our nation. But most of us have been adamant, have been skeptical about the struggle which we are into. And actually, you have been doing a good work. As we are preaching, there we hear. And as they hear and they are converted, they are onto our game, because we need all of them to go into the country with us. We need all of them to march out with us on the street on the 30th of May to go and proclaim all over Barcelona that our people have been killed and they are still being killing in the zoo, that we need our freedom. And actually, Director, I want you to know that the news you read here, you need to know that nothing good can come out of Nigeria. For Jonathan to give gift, and you had Wale Soyinka, the one that Yoruba people say that is their finest brain, he's commenting about the thing that Lord Luke, that their Lord Lugard did to put the nations together, and he's saying that it's a terror for them to have come to do something like that, and they are sitting down. They have not talked about the separation, and he is there saying the Obasanjo and the people that say that Nigeria have come to stay, they have received bribe from Jonathan, and they say Nigeria have come to stay, and we know that Nigeria is not going to stay. And as we always say, that if they have refused to let us go, we are going to burn the zoo down. The zoo is going to be on fire, and we must go. Biafran is paramount to us, and we are going back to it. All hail Biafra.
Thank you very much. Does anybody else here have something to say, please, before we go to the line? I don't know if we have a caller on the line. Is that correct?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from, please. Yes.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Emmanuel Obinna. I'm calling from Valencia.
Yes, please go ahead, Emmanuel. Go ahead.
Chairman, I appreciate your work. And
thank
I'm
you.
Very happy to hear my dear from people talking. And I'm very, very happy to follow it up. We are here in Valencia organizing our season 2. Because anything about Biafra, it belongs to all Biafrans. And this war, we must fight it. But my only
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you, have you registered in Valencia?
Sure. I registered last week.
Okay, go ahead.
So, my little advice on this is that we have to give thanks first to God. Because having Jonathan as our president, we should not kill him. We should appreciate him. Because all this kind of thing that happened in Nigeria, and body terror, Boko Haram, all this is going to make our way through. Because if without Boko Haram, people will not even know that Biafra is more important in that nation. But with Jonathan and all this trouble that's coming out now, can still make our way more easier. So we should even keep on, if Jonathan is coming out for the second time, we'll vote him. Because when he goes in for the second time, there will be more problems. So would have more problems of terror and attack. So we must go our way simply, without any problem. We'll not even fight anybody. We'll just say, okay, man, we are pulling out and we pull out. So it is more easier then than now. So we appreciate and we hope that Chukwu Gobia will do everything for us. And all this work, we'll keep on doing it anywhere we are, even our friends from the no matter it, we'll tell them, they will follow us. And the people have appreciated Biafra now. No, we have been fighting for long. I lost my two senior brothers in this very problem during the Nigerian War. So I lost them, and I'm still alive. So we sit and we are still praising that without Biafra, we must continue to get that Biafra. And it will be in this our generation. We can never say next generation. It will be on our own time, and this time, it can never fail in the name of God.
Yes,
so I really appreciate.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very
Bye.
Much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafras. Once again, my name is Henry Oke Onwanungbe. My fellow Biafra all over the world, I'm giving advice and encourage to come out to join this race. I know there are many Biafra. Biafra people are many, even in this pen, but all of them are behind. Waiting somebody, waiting who will start first. You should not stay indoor. Come out. In Igwe. I know many of them are afraid of what happened to them before, during the time of Wazirike and all the rest. Some of them are behind. Stay indoor. When I ask some of them, let's go to Biafra meeting, they say I should start first. I should be going first. Because they are thinking what happened to them before. I called somebody this afternoon, let's go. He said, are they going to share money there? If they are going to share money, tell me and I will go. I said, come, you are going to share money there. So please, my fellow Biafrans all over the world, whether you women, whether you men, come out. Now will not be like Owazirike own. We are going to achieve this one now. We are going to achieve this our Biafra now, and it's better for us. So please, wherever you are, please come out. Don't look at what happened before. Whether you have money or you don't have money, we are not asking you money. But if you have money, bring, we take. Please come out and join us. May God bless you people.
Thank you very much for that. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you referring to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director. This is Nzeribe Inhaye Lawrence calling all the way from Italy, the Secretary of Biafra here in Italy.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all my fellow Biafras all around the world. I just want to use this medium to especially thank Director for the evangelism preached here in Italy, to be precise. And it and Padova to be extremely precise. The wave Director which you made here has been hovering up to this hour. In fact, people have been awoken seriously, and they now understand the need for them to fight for their freedom. They never knew it was all this way. They thought it was the same as those of the evil man in question, Wazirike. Director, I thank you specially, and the crew of Radio Biafra. And to my fellow brethren in Catalonia, I greet you all, and I urge you to stand forth in the struggle. Because this is our time and this opportunity for us to earn our freedom. We have suffered so much in Biafra, and we refuse to continue this struggle because the white people have used us as slaves, and more than a slave to be precise. It's time for us to take what belongs to us. We cannot allow the Fulanis, the headsmen, who knows something to detect what happens, you know, in our nation. It's time for us to take charge and go ahead and lead our nation as it's supposed to be. We have all that the Lord has given to us, all that we live, to feed and even to keep the less privileged nations. Yet we are in diaspora, shopping, hovering around like people who have no home. It's time for us to fight for our freedom and get what we want. I thank all our crew members who have been in this struggle, who have been hardwired fighting for this freedom all around the world. I say kudos to you all. I say hold on to your struggle, hold on to what you have. Because in a short while, Chukwu Abiyama will grant us that which we are fighting for. All help Biafra. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you. Who else has something to say, please? Yeah, go ahead.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Once again, my name is Uzoma Oluoha from Awala in Isekenesi, in that local government area of Biafra land. Director, there is something I really want to ask. 9 years ago, I was a member of the sovereign state of movement for the actualization of sovereignty, MASOP. And then I was in Itiresurere in Lagos State, having our head office at Agulejika, where they call the Biafran House. I have a membership card. But one thing then I observed is, then it was a bit violent, to be sincere, going by the way they do things. And well, everybody started, some of my friends, we started withdrawing back during the time they went to Okigwe and shot some of the members of MOSOP. Then we decided to withdraw because we say, nobody want to just lose their life just like that. And 3 days ago, I called my brother back in Nigeria. I told him that, look at what is happening, that the director of the Biafran, the race for the Biafran now, is coming to Barcelona. He will come and talk to us. There is something he asked me. He said, Uzo, are you sure it will be? I said, no, you have to locate somewhere in Lagos where they are having their office now, then you rejoin them. There's a question he asked me. He said, will it be like that of 9 years ago, where there is violent and hit and run, all those kind of things again? So I said, okay, there's no problem. Today I have the opportunity to ask direct from the director. My brother said, will this new, let me call it new era of Biafra, be like that of old times? That is what we want to know. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can anybody here answer that question, please? Who can answer him that question? Because you have grown up now in this very movement, you can answer such questions, isn't it?
Yeah, we can.
Can't you answer it?
Yeah, we can do it.
Please go ahead.
Actually, my brother, since this revolution has started, we have not witnessed any violence. That is one. And everything this particular movement have said they will do have been done. Owasrike recruited thugs and they went everywhere fighting. The other day he dissolved the thugs he recruited, and this was a peaceful movement. This Radio Biafra said they are going to be broadcasting. Actually, when it started, it was not running every day. But from running one day, it run into 2 days. From running 2 days, it now begin to run every day. And Radio Biafra said it want to set up an international media house in Enugu. And this radio house have bought equipment worth over £80,000 to run satellite TV, to run FM radio that will cover the whole Africa, even coming close to near Spain here, that we run AM and FM, that we run also TV station. If you go to Facebook, you'll be seeing the TV on YouTube, which is already functioning, but waiting for the picture to be beaming there. And the things they said they will do, they have done, to test that they have not been telling us lies. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm giving the microphone, please, then for a round up. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans. Once again, my name is Malachi Okoli. If it really takes Biafran to stand up for their right and fight, we will do that. It's as simple as ABC. Enough is enough. If it takes Biafran to stand up worldwide, wherever you are, that you are going to stand up and fight for your right and fight for your kids and fight for your unborn children, your generation, my brother will stand up and fight. That's why we are the Biafrans. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Please give to Ono please to speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, the little thing I want to add here is that during the Owasrike time, he said it's peaceful and carry our guys like a sheep for Nigerian military and their police to kill. But this one, we are here campaigning. They will give us Biafra in peace, or we go there in pieces so that If they are coming, at least you can't just stay. They come to Okigwa and kill 2,000 people without you fighting back. If you are fighting back before they will get 2,000, maybe you have get 1,000 of them or 5,000 of them. So it's very clear. We can't say it's 100% peaceful. Then when you go to the street, we know how the zoo functions. Here you can protest peacefully. In the zoo, there is no peaceful protest. Either you die or you fight. This is two way. Thank you. I don't know.
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead. Go very, very briefly. Very briefly, yes.
Actually, my brother, there is one thing director always said. He said, no freedom fighter goes to the headquarter of the country he wants to break away from. Talking about Wazirike, he always goes to Nigerian government to negotiate, to take money. Wazirike, we know, came into the struggle as a pauper. But Wazirike is now one multi-millionaire who have buildings all over the nation. To prove to you that he came to make money with the name Biafra. And our people were killed in the Zoo River. My servants were killed and their body was dumped in the Zoo River. And Wazirike did not do anything about it. Wazirike did not bring into the light for people to know, except Radio Biafra brought it. Though they are Masobians, but they are Biafra. It is only Radio Biafra that fought and was raising alarm that the death of these people should be avenged. Even the autopsy, right, I don't know if the autopsy have been made open.
No.
And Radio Biafra every day was saying that the autopsy that was conducted to determine what killed these people that was thrown into a Zoo River. Have you seen a able-bodied man was killed? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five people. Their body was dumped in a river. It's going on in the zoo. Masob did not say anything. It's only Radio Biafra that was raising alarm. And if not now, even the alarm that Radio Biafra raised, they refused to brought out the autopsy report. To show you that Radio Biafra came out to set people free, to let us know. Because you know, Director, a man cannot know ndibo to nlunchina oy na ma ebe mri no bidoma bia ama ma ebe ono work here naro, and it will take a man to know whom he is first before he can be able to begin to fight for what belongs to him. And that's what Radio Biafra is doing, to let you know whom you are and where you come from, so that you can go and take what belongs to you. Day one.
Thank you very much for that. I think that's very clear, my dear brother. We can never be the same. We have never been the same. And we can never be. It's impossible. Darkness and light cannot mix together. You know, our people, some of them went into 419 due to lack of jobs. Anything you see becomes a job. You call it job, isn't it? With a computer and you'll be doing job. It comes in different shades and sizes. But after the 30th of May of this year, when you raise the spirits of those that died and call upon them to say, we remember you, then you will see what will happen. The promise I made to Wazirike is that your members will kill you, not me. Your own members, when they know the truth, they will kill you because you are a liar. Well, Wazirike said to you that I went and I got you observer status at the UN. Is that true? Only one lie. One. Among many others. When you printed the passport, how many countries did you tell Biafrans they can take Biafran passport to? And which passport do you have, if I may ask? So these are the things. It's called inconsistency. The reason why Biafra hasn't come is because those we are lobbying outside, even Catalonia, they say to us that you are not serious people. You are not serious. You are deceiving yourself because in the past you have made a mess of the name Biafra. Because I asked them, why is it that Catalonia is always supporting Biafra? And the reason is because most of them are Jews. Do you know that? You don't? Do you? There was a place we went to. The Jewish quarter of that very place. We went there. I took some photographs. I'll put it up very soon. Jewish quarter. They are the people that fought for Biafra. They formed a football team calling it Biafra. One of them died and was buried, and on his tombstone is CF Biafra, Club Football of Biafra. He played for Biafra Football Club. They went to London to protest. They met a very famous Vogue model, you know, very beautiful lady in those days, Vogue model then. Even then, on the streets of London, that same actress said, "Stop the genocide." They knew that genocide was going on in Biafra land. The British people knew. But because of lack of media, you see, right now, if the BBC don't want to report that Boko Haram is killing our people, we come here and we report it. Very simple, isn't it? Owazurike cannot give a live press interview anymore in his life because people ask him questions. He cannot come out on the television anywhere in the world to defend the Biafra he claims is pursuing. He cannot travel to the US. He cannot travel to England because he has kidnapped a British citizen. He has also kidnapped an American citizen. How then are you going to get Biafra? I ask. The matter will soon be referred to Interpol, so anytime he sets foot outside the zoo, he'll be arrested. But if we do it now, people will say, "Oh, Betty, oh, one day, why are you doing this?" That's why we kept quiet. He's a bad man. Things will happen to him that nobody will again name their child Owazurike, like Ifajuna. You cannot stand on the bones of those that died and be making fun. Driving Jeep and Mercedes on the bones of people that died, that you may be free. The only thing you can do for, has he built a memorial? Has Masao built a memorial? Because if they build it, they will die now. Don't you know that? Why do you think Igbo men or Haneze cannot build a memorial? I thought you said our land is not pure, it's not a strong place. How on a memorial that they will all die off? You know that? Because building a memorial means waking up the spirit of the dead. They all die off. You are the only people to fight a war and go back and embrace your enemy. Do you know that? In the history of humanity, in the history of mankind, you are the only people that we are defeated by an enemy. You went back and invited the enemy into your home. That is why when I go to discuss Biafra with governments of the world, they are laughing at me. They put me in the waiting area. One of them was brave enough to tell me that you people are not serious. When you are serious, we will know. And he walked out of his office. When you are serious about Biafra, we will know. And you are making money on the bones of dead people. It's anyway a freedom fighter. You have some hoodlums fathered by Hausa men supporting him. Of course they will. Because they support evil. One idiot today wrote to me and said, countered what I posted on Theodore's son Chinedu killing somebody. He said it is not correct. What you hear, you are lying. What you heard. They said the same thing about Ojis Okalu. Do you remember? Has it not been proven that Ojis Okalu is a killer, is a murderer? How about the person they poured that seed? How about my own cousin? The same way he's in mourning today, Nonso, was how we mourned the passing of Lawrence Anosike. Who killed Lawrence Anosike, Ojus Okalo, and the mother? Why? Because of allocation money. He would not give them their own share of Ikuano local government area allocation money. He was killed. Incredible. Who else has something to say before we bring this program to a close?
Hello, good people of Biafra. My name is Christopher Nwobo. From Oka South local government. Director, I really thank you, you're a hard man. To my own understanding, for 2 weeks and I have not been in your house. Amazing.
Nearly 3 weeks, I'm also.
Working for Biafra. Chukwa Biama will reward you.
You say?
For the Wazlinke issue. That guy, I don't think he achieved anything out of that. Out of what he did in benefit of Biafra, I don't think. But what baffled me most is our hero died. And all these people who think they are fighting for Biafra or something like that, were there when Ojukwu was buried with green, white, and green. Then they thought we have to do something about this. We went to Tragona yesterday. We saw a player, football, CFU Biafra. He was playing for Biafra. He died and he buried with Biafra. Even they did that with paint. It was carved
to in tell stone.
With stone.
Is there any Biafra on Ojukwu's tomb?
No.
There is no Biafra.
How can you bury Ojukwu with a green one? It's a curse. You know?
We defeated you in life, even in death, we have defeated you.
And the so-called Masop idea, then what are they doing?
This thing
can only happen to Igbo man, you know? You know, when I'm preaching Biafra, some people look at you and say, that is it. I don't know.
Vultures will eat his body. Don't worry about that. Things will happen, then you shall know that your land is very holy. Thank you very much.
I'm reading to Biafra, so they'll come out on 38th May. Let us to march. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Do we have a caller on the line, please?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype.
Yeah, my name is Longinus Amade. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. Munich. From Munich, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. In fact, I want to draw an analogy from the issue raised by our Nigerian acclaimed constitutional writer Nwabueze, saying that he and the Kweme stay on the sideline. You know, that they will not be going to the confab to take the bombardment of questions and insults from people. They are there now to advise the young ones who are going there to discuss for the secession and self-determination of every zone. I'm trying to draw an analogy from here because he's withdrawing now because he has had the heat from the Biafrans. And then he can't stand it. He's withdrawing. And from one side, you can take that with a pinch of salt and say, okay, he's coming to his senses. Because if he goes there and then messes up, he's not coming back alive. But I am trying to say that means nobody is going to that confab from Biafra land. Because Jonathan, who is calling for this confab, has said that the unity of Nigeria is not negotiable, is not to be discussed. And then Nwabueze is saying we are going there to discuss secession. And then the Biafrans are saying any Biafran that goes there and put his signature for the amalgamation to continue is not coming back alive. So you see now, your idea against Jonathan, if you go there to discuss secession, you will be killed by the federal government. And you go there and say you are representing the Biafrans and you don't discuss about secession, you are not coming back alive. So I'm trying to make an analogy here and a difference, saying that means no legitimate Biafran is going to that confab. That means we are on top. What Radio Biafra is saying here every day, it's true. We don't want the amalgamation to continue. We don't want to remain in Nigeria. We want to separate ourselves from Nigeria. We want total independence. And this is what every well-meaning Biafran talk about, is total independence from Nigeria. Nigeria has nothing to offer us. It is only misery. Even the Sultan who is speaking
that the only thing we have a common issue that binds us together. Everything he mentioned was misery. 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 Nothing good ever. So why should I be bound to a country because of misery? There's nothing this man mentioned that was good that could make me to remain in Nigeria. So we are going and we are going. I'm calling on every Biafran all over the world, come out and support this. It is now or never. We must get our freedom from Nigeria. But if we don't come out in mass, it will be difficult. We will get it, but it will cost something just more. I think that we are many here in Munich, but only few. Only about 8 people are formidable members, Munich. We bear the brunt of all the money we are contributing here to see that we support Radio Biafra, to see that we support the future people of Biafra to get their independence. But if every human being in Munich come out, maybe it costs us €1, we get what you want. But a person will have to contribute about €100, €200, €50, because we are just few fighting for this. I am calling on all Biafrans all over the whole world to come out. If we are many, this struggle will be so easy, very cheap for us to achieve. But if you leave it for only one person, only for a few people, let them continue after we join. Let us see if we get it after we join. Then it becomes difficult for some few people have brought themselves out. So I'm appealing to everybody, please, let us come out mass and support this struggle. It is only now or never. Thank you so much. Director, for listening to my name.
Longinus, thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We've come to the end of today's program, and by virtue of that, also the end of this very mini stop here in Barcelona, in Catalonia, I was very precise. We thank all of you for coming. Who is our main person here? Please know. So you come and close this program for us, because you are our overall coordinator here in Spain, not minding your bereavement. You're a very strong man, actually, despite what happened. You are still very strong and you're standing. Let what happened to your sister re-energize you and make you work for a harder Biafra. Let it make you become a stronger person. Let what happened to Amara, your sister, not happen to other people, not happen to other young women. That is why we fight for Biafra, to remind us of what we are supposed to do, what our country cannot be allowed to become. Please go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I'm here to thank you again. I'm the same person, Nonso Ejirika, from Oburu, in Ololoka government area, Biafra land. I thank you all very much for your condolence visit. And you know why we are looking for Biafra? People do not understand. People think that they kill you in the north. That's why, because you go to north. You see now, today, it affected me. And in the same way, it will affect you tomorrow. There is pothole everywhere. There is no light. There is no water. There is no electricity. Could you imagine that my sister's dead body stay in my brother's car for more than 5 hours? Dead body. Go to hospital and say bring autopsy. Go to autopsy and say bring police report. Bring police report. Dead body. There was no ambulance. Even if the girl is not dying at the spot, where is the ambulance? You see why we need Biafra. Because without Biafra, we cannot govern. Our destiny has been taken away from us. So when we get Biafra, we put the door, we put the law, everything will be in order. So if you don't want Biafra, that means you accepted slavery and forever. Here, your children here, my brother, they will curse you and curse you 100 million times. Look at what is happening to you. Even Halle Berry in America, where they have blacks. Obama was make a caricature of monkey. Who was born in U.S.? What about you that is here in Spain that sunk their slave in America? Then suck all. After building the mansion for them, after building Madrid, after building France, go to France, you will see where they sunk them. Then kill all. Before white man here, black people were here. The monks were here. Where are they? Now you are born in Piquet. I say, oh, my children, my son is Spanish. You are killing yourself. When you go to school, the white boy will say, Mama, why Protestant Negro? They will ask their mother, why is that boy? He say, from Africa, they are monkeys.
tomorrow you will study. Have you ever seen a black man working in bank here? Tell me. They are here 100 years ago. Why are they not working in bank? What happened to their brains? So my brother, you are kidding yourself. Or Igbo man self, even white people know us that we are mentally derailed. We are not well. You want to go to a better place. What about your place? What happened to your place? So it's a hard time we start thinking about how to build our... If you have American passport, we have respect here. Why? Because America is good. So even if Biafra land is good, if your son is here, your son will be okay. Even if they don't like your son, but the respect will be there. But now, policeman wake up and shoot people and say, Uta. Did Jonathan say anything? You see? Then kill him, Malaya. Did your president, even your embassy here, say anything? No. So nobody will speak for you.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's better. We start thinking about Biafra. Biafra is the only way that can save us. When director come, when I hear about director, even the first time I saw Radio Biafra on the internet, I said the time has come. The time has come. From there, I start monitoring it. Before they start Radio Biafra, I know about Biafra. And after they start it, I start following the message. So my own, anytime I talk about this religion, people, I'm a seminarian. I went to seminary school, people don't know. I'm a seminarian, so all this trick, take a dog or sell dog, buy monkey. I know it very well, more than those people.
sell dog and buy a monkey.
You get the same thing.
Or sell monkey and
it's always. Your name is the God himself. So you don't need to say hallelujah before you get blessing. Put your practice in reality. When you get, how, why you don't have light? Because of this, that, then put it in process. And you get light. All of us, first of all, came through desert and all this bullshit, across the water. Okay, after that, what happened? Then gave you the paper. What? Then gave you the passport. And so what? If I have the passport, I will break heaven. You have it. And what happened? You look for a job, then sack you. Even if they have crisis, the first person to serve is you. You are black. You are foreigner. You don't have education. You don't have nothing. So why do you want to compete with the person who study in a place where they have everything? You study in the zoo, and you want to compete with the person who study in everything. Man, you is like a... So it's better we go and build our place, and that name we call it Biafra, because if you call it Nigeria, it's Lord Lugard. We want to call it our own. Biafra means we. But director say he will give that news on 38. Yeah. Biafra is we.
Yes, no.
Igbo is a language. It's Igbo, not Igbo. Igbo man don't have boy. That's why they remove the G. They have boy. They don't have boy. That's what makes Igbo. It's Igbo. It's a language. And Biafra is the name. So it's divide and rule. Give us Igbo and Ijo. And so divide Biafra. So they have been killing us. And we don't know. Because of we are away from reality. That's why we are here. So I hope it's the time we start using our thinking faculty. We have to use that weakness, turning it into, or in a Western world, the politicians, they use one language very, very strong. Use your weakness against the opposition. Our weakness is religion. So now we have to use it against the opposition because they are the one who brought it to us. We know, we accepted it. But we have to use it against them. Let's tell them to their face. You call us Christian, then you have to help us. You must help. You must. You, if you don't do it, we start telling you until you come. It's a must. So it's our weakness. We have to use it against the enemy who brought yours. So may God bless you all. We keep on saying the Biafra, preaching the Biafra gospel to you. The God came again. I don't say Jesus, the God, because the God will come.
Of course, he say. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And you're a very strong man considering what you've been through. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you once again, all of you that made this possible. Spain is up there now as one of the places where we count upon people to respond when we call upon them. You, together with Italy, United Kingdom, Malaysia, Thailand, China, United States of America, and we hope also Sweden. You are now part of this very family. that when we call upon you, you answer us. So we're very grateful. So we thank you once again, and all Biafrans all over the world. That is why we say that this Biafra we mention all the time is our religion. On this radio station is where we worship every blessed day without fail, 7 p.m. your time, 6 p.m. in London. Because Chukwa Biafra, that same God, we worship him. And to us is everything. That is why he will bless, keep, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God is going to bless Biafra. Thank you and good night.